hits the corner. It is gone! Johan Rojas! Go ahead, solo homer! His first to the Iron Pigs, and it could not have come at a bigger time.
Riverview Country Club, Robertson Insurance, Service Electric, St. Luke's Health Network, TD Bank, The Morning Call, and WFMZ 69 News.
3-2 pitch. And Stevenson, a line drive left center. That's down for a hit, and it's up the alley. Garcia around second. He's gunning for third. Contreras waves him around. Relay throw from Flip to the plate. It's late! Kyle Stevenson back to the Pigs, and he wins it!
Now, let's go live to the Cyan Sky broadcast booth with the voice of the Iron Pigs, Sam Jelinek.
From Coca-Cola Park in Allentown, Pennsylvania, it is time for Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs baseball. Hi, everybody. Sam Jelinek with you from the Cyan Sky broadcast booth on a very chilly Tuesday night. The Iron Pigs and the Syracuse Mets due to tango for six this week. Iron Pigs putting their five-game winning streak here early on in the season on the line as they look to retain an iron-tight grip on the top spot in the International League. Iron Pigs at 7-2 are right now in first place in the IL. And, well, it's never too early to start counting down the magic number. And Iron Pigs still mighty big. But to start out by winning 7 of your first 9, not too shabby. Kyle Tyler helped start this winning streak when he pitched 4 2/3 innings of one-run ball back on Wednesday in Game 1 of a doubleheader. And Tyler goes here again today for the Iron Pigs as he gets his second start of the season. Let's go ahead and set the defense for you behind him. It'll be Justin Crawford in left, Cal Stevenson in center, Gabriel Rincones Jr. in right, Otto Kemp plays third base, Rodolfo Castro is the shortstop, Rafael Antigua at second, Buddy Kennedy is the first baseman, and Garrett Stubbs does the catching. Stepping to the plate for the Mets, Jose Azokar to lead it off against Kyle Tyler. Tyler, a right-handed pitcher, claimed off waivers from the Marlins. Tyler from the stretch, nobody on base. Azokar from the right side. And the first pitch, Tyler gets a swing and a miss. Azokar late on the fastball. We're underway a couple minutes late at 6:47. Very windy, breezy day. In addition to the cold, Tyler misses down and away. One ball, one strike. Azokar open stands from the right side. Tyler set the belt, the pitch, and Azokar fouls it back. 1-2. Right now, temperature reads as 42 degrees at first pitch. I don't buy that. Wind chill supposed to get down into the mid-20s once the sun sets. 1-2. Curveball spiked in. 1-2. Tyler, 6 feet tall, 200 pounds, out of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Stayed close to home for college. Ended up in Norman, playing for the Oklahoma Sooners. The pitch, and Azokar hits it in the air towards right, backing up Rincones a couple of steps, and still backing up, finally makes the catch. One away for Kyle Tyler. Brings up Billy McKinney. McKinney in left field today. Iron Pigs have seen a lot of him the past couple of years. Scranton Wilkes-Barre. Infield plays him to pull. First pitch from Tyler is on the outside corner, 0-1. Tyler, his first start last Wednesday, game one of a doubleheader against Rochester. He went 4 2/3. Pitched McKinney's up high. 1-1. Allowed 6 hits, 1 run. Came on a solo homer to Brady House. McKinney bounces the bat on his back shoulder. The 1-1. Just down and in. 2-1. Iron Pigs and the home whites here on Tuesday night. Mets and the road grays. Purists delight. 2-1. Curveball outside. 3-1 on Billy McKinney. McKinney, four for his first 25 this season. One double, his only extra base hit. 3-1, cutter called a strike. Down to the knees. Full counts. Home plate umpire tonight is Ray Patchen. Didn't seem like McKinney really agreed with that call. He was about to toss his bat to the on-deck hitter. McKinney takes his timeout. Digs back in. Chokes up on the bat. The 3-2, and McKinney hits a chopper to the right side off the line. First baseman Kennedy has an overhand flip to Tyler covering at first. Gets the out. Two away. Something we talked about with manager Anthony Contreras in the pregame, and that's when you have guys playing relatively out of position. Buddy Kennedy at first, a good example of that, where they're athletic enough to do it, but, you know, they're a bit new to the position. You know, how do you kind of handle it on the fly? And I think that was a pretty good example of it there, Buddy. You know, a little overhand toss versus the underhand feed to Tyler, because he had so much more distance to cover. First pitch home to John Singleton. Cutter down to the knees, 0-1. Two outs, nobody on. Top of the first. Tyler looking for a 1-2-3 inning. Singleton from a squat stance from the left side, 0-1. Outside, 1-1. Singleton, a very recent pickup by the Mets, signs a minor league free agent after his departure from the Astros. 1-1. Singleton swings and misses. Got a good slider by him. 1-2. Tyler will be mostly cutter. Throw it a little over 50% of the time. Then that slider, four-seam fastball, and curveball. 1-2 on John Singleton. The pitch. Fastball called. Strike three on the outside corner. Singleton rung up by the home plate umpire Ray Patchen. And it's a 1-2-3 first for Kyle Tyler. It's another Mates 1-2-3 inning for your cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. Visit MatesHomeService.com to book your appointment today. Go to the last of the first. Mets nothing, Iron Pigs coming to bat here on the Pigs Radio Network. Presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
From the Phillipsburg Easton Honda Studios, this is Fox Sports Radio. Phillipsburg Easton Honda, saying yes is what they do best.
Make this spring the season of you with a bedroom refresh from Ashley. Discover our latest styles starting at $499.99 to transform your bedroom into a serene retreat you'll never want to leave. And get 0% interest for 60 months when you buy in store. Plus, renew your sleep with a new mattress. Introducing the all-new Sealy Posturepedic Collection starting at $799. Featuring precision-fit coils arranged right where you need them for targeted support night after night. Only at Ashley.
You make the best burgers in town. And customers love them. But when you're busy running your business, keeping up with reviews isn't easy. You need a boost. Cumulus Boost helps you collect, manage, and showcase reviews so more customers find you. Learn more at cumulusboost.com.
You're listening to Iron Pigs Baseball, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America, on Fox Sports Radio 94.7 FM, 1230 AM, and streaming at lvfoxsports.com.
Home half of the first inning, Iron Pigs and Mets scoreless after a half inning of play. Justin Crawford, Otto Kemp, and Gabriel Rincones Jr. to come to the plate against Jordan Gieber, getting the spot start here for Syracuse after Tom Hamill scratched pretty close to first pitch here. Have not received word on why Hamill was scratched, so we can't answer any questions there. All we know is that Gieber is out there, and he's the one that the Iron Pigs are going to face. Crawford digs in to lead it off. Gieber, right-handed pitcher, we know that much. 6'3", 205 pounds. First pitch to Crawford on the outside corner, 0-1. Gieber out of Virginia Tech by way of Mount St. Mary's. From the stretch, 0-1. Missed outside, 1-1. He's thrown two games already for the Mets. Those weren't starts. Those came in relief. 3 1/3 innings, he allowed 4 runs on 5 hits, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. Crawford, foul tip into the mitt of Jackson Reitz. 1-2. Reitz doing the catching for Gieber. The pitch, down and in. Scoots Crawford out of the way. 2-2. Justin Crawford leading it off. So far, so good in his first taste of AAA, 8 games in. 10 for 35. Takes his timeout. Digs back in from the left side. Spreads out his stance. Goes into a deeper squat with two strikes. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball gets by him. And Crawford down on strikes. And that's how Jordan Gieber's day gets going here. One out, nobody on. Brings up Otto Kemp. Otto off to one of the best starts on the Iron Pigs this season. Swings the first pitch, fouls it back. 9 for 36, but of those 9 hits, 5 have gone for extra bases, a double, a triple, 3 homers. 0-1. And he gets it off the end of the bat, popped up behind home. That's going to spiral back into the seats. 1-2, or 0-2. Gieber, 25 years old, born in Annapolis. O-2. And Kemp, a ground ball just foul outside the bag down the third baseline. Gieber signs a minor league free agent following the 2022 MLB draft. In 22, pitched mostly for St. Lucie Mets, Florida State League, did touch AA. In 2023, mostly again high A, then double A. And Otto Kemp's got to go get a new bat here. Evidently broke it. Getting off the tail end. So he gets a new piece of lumber. Last year, Gieber, 17 appearances with double A Binghamton, where he was 4-6 with a 4.15 ERA. 60 2/3 innings. 42 strikeouts, 20 walks, so he'll pitch to a good bit of contact. Owen 2 on Otto Kemp. New bat. New finish on it. Was using the natural gray, now going with black. 0-2. Takes a slider up and away. 1-2. Just underway from Coca-Cola Park. It's honestly a bit more heavily attended than I anticipated. Gieber the wind to the 1-2. Kemp waits out the slider, fouls it off. Ball, two strikes. One and two on Otto Kemp. Gieber, first base side, kicks and delivers, and Kemp, late on the heater, still fights it off up to the sweet level. It's going to be a cold, brisk ball game. Like we said, about 40 degrees at first pitch. It's only going to drop from here. 1-2 again, and Kemp finally puts this one in play. A high pop-up, shallow right. Nico Goodrum going out. Right fielder Celestino coming in the right fielder. Ends up taking priority, makes the call and the catch. Two outs. Good job by Celestino there, and also by Goodrum not panicking. He kept on getting blown further and further back into right field and knew that Celestino was going to be there to make the play. Wind's coming in from left, pushing out towards the right field corner. We saw that on the fly ball Gabriel Rincones Jr. fielded in the first. First pitch breaking ball to Rincones. He takes outside. Ball one. Two outs. Bomb of the first. Rincones. Three-hole hitter today for the Pigs. Swings and misses. Slider down low. 1-1. Mets went down in order in the top of the first. Pigs trying to avoid that here. Rincones takes down low. 2-1. Gabriel, 9 for his first, 31 with the Pigs. Two doubles, a triple, a homer. 2-1. Rincones takes a back foot slider. 3-1. On Rincones. Gieber, the wind and the pitch. And Rincones takes down and in. Ball four by my count, and Rincones checks with home plate umpire Ray Patchen to make sure that was ball four. He seemed a little tentative there, but Gabriel will take off the elbow guard and the shin guard. Trot on down to first. Free pass. Free First base runner of the day for either team. Brings up Buddy Kennedy for his first plate appearance back here at home. Buddy finally clearing waivers late last week. Ended up electing free agency and then re-signed as a minor league free agent with the Phillies. Takes the pitch high from Gieber. Ball one. His first game back was on Saturday. He ended up collecting three hits and then back down to earth 0 for 6 on Sunday. 1-0 pitch on the outside black. Good slider, 1-1. Buddy playing first base for the second time in three games. He also started at third base. Now 3 for 10. Throw over to first. Rincon is back in with a dive. Defensively for the Mets, it's Billy McKinney in left, Jose Azokar in center, Gilberto Celestino in right, Luis De Los Santos in third, Donovan Walton is the shortstop, Nico Goodrum in second, John Singleton plays first base. From the belt, Gieber sent the pitch, and Kennedy takes up and in. 2-1. Buddy last year ended up playing 67 games for the Iron Pigs, hit .294, 10 homers, 35 RBIs, and OPS at an even 900. 2-1, and Kennedy a drive down the right field line. Celestino playing very deep already, goes over towards the corner, makes the catch, no trouble, and the inning over. Iron Pigs get the first base runner of the day, but leave Rincones over at first. We go to the second, no score after one, here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Hopes and dreams rest on the outcome, but it doesn't show the sacrifice it takes to win, or the pain of accepting defeat. Because the real score isn't about points, it's about how many times you come back from impossible odds. Here for all the moments that matter, the name trusted for over 80 years and accepted by top doctors and specialists, Capital Blue Cross. Live fearless.
Why does it always say paper jam when there's no...
Oh, Sam, real quick.
Shoot.
I did some digging. I don't know if I want you to report this, but I did see a guy who covers the Mets and follows some credit to Mets. People report that Hamill was scratched and put on the IL. I would just tell you wait for your sources to confirm that.
Yeah.
You know what to
do. We have not heard anything about that.
I'm not trying to tell you to do your job. You obviously know. Wait for your sources. Figured I'd just give you a little intel and wait to see if it's validated.
No, it's in the official transaction log now. Backdated to April 6th.
Okay.
Fans, I'm Nick Mitica.
Interesting.
That is interesting. Huh. It was on April 6th. Why was he scheduled?
Well, retroactive.
Oh, okay. Okay, that makes sense. I was going to say it has to be that way.
You're listening to the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Top of the second. No score after one between the Iron Pigs and the Mets. Sam Jelinek with you from the Cyan Sky broadcast booth. Chilly Tuesday evening. Pigs back at home for the first of six against Syracuse. Joey Meneses, former Iron Pig, leads it off in the first pitch from Kyle Tyler. He checks his swing and hits a slow roller out to second. Rafael Antigua barely has to move, gobbles it up, throws to first. Gets Meneses. One pitch, one out for Kyle Tyler. Iron Pig's pitching has been doing an exceedingly good job over the course of this winning streak, now at five games, where it's not just they've been holding opposing bats down, but they've been uniquely efficient. McAbel went six innings on Saturday. Nabil Crismat five on Sunday, and honestly, probably should have gone deeper. Pitch to Donovan Walton in for a strike. 0-1, but Crismat just the second outing of the year. He, I think, was only at 60 pitches at that point. Didn't want to push it. Already with a big lead, too. 0-1, Walton takes. A little high. 1-1. Donovan Walton, new face to the Syracuse Mets this year. Left-handed hitter, 30 years old. The pitch, swing and a miss. Can't connect on the slider. 1-2. Originally, Walton, a draft pick of the Seattle Mariners, fifth round out of Oklahoma State. I think that's the same timeline as Matt Kroon, when Kroon was picked up by the Phillies. 1-2. Fastball outside. 2-2. Infield plays Walton to pull. Open stance from the left side. The pitch takes outside. Cutter can't get back to the edge. Walton last year in the Giants system, 99 games with Sacramento, had 9 games with the big league club too. Hit 306 in the PCL. The pitch. And Walton barrels it up left center field. Center of the outfielders racing back up the alley, but it's the center fielder Stevenson who's got a beat on it. Makes the call and the catch over Crawford. Two gone in the second. It's an awesome luxury for the Iron Pigs to have this kind of defensive alignment. Crawford in left, Stevenson in center, Rincones in right. So three very good defensive outfielders, especially Crawford and Stevenson. I'd love to see, I don't think it's happened yet, an outfield of Crawford, Stevenson, and Oscar Mercado. Pitch home to Nico Goodrum. Switch hitter takes a strike. 0-1. Goodrum in his first game as a Syracuse Met, signed as a minor league free agent a couple of days ago. Open stance from the left side, the pitch. Checked his swing. Cutter called a strike. Inside corner. 0-2. Tyler wasting no time here. Trying for another quick 1-2-3 inning. 0-2 pitch. And Goodrum shoots it the other way in between third and short. That's into left, base A. Good piece of hitting by Nico Goodrum. Every time we see this man, Goodrum, if it's with Toledo, if it's with Worcester, if it's now with Syracuse, as just a professional hitter. Remember a couple of years ago when he was with Worcester, the number of walks, I think he ended up top five in the league in walks by the time he left the International League. He's at first, Alberto Celestino now the hitter, and the pitch from Tyler Cutter missed just a little low, but Garrett Stubbs going to challenge that. Against our home plate umpire, Ray Patchen. First challenge used by either team. We'll see if the Pigs retain it. And upon review, Stubbs did not get it right. Pigs lose the challenge. Call confirmed. Ball one. Ray Patchen, your home plate umpire tonight. Pete Talkington at first. Austin Jones at second. Trevor Daniger over at third base. Umpires brought to you by Gross McGinley, attorneys at law. Pitch to Celestino. Down and away. Two balls, no strikes. Gross McGinley focused on fair play. They've been providing trusted legal counsel to the greater Lehigh Valley since 1976. 2-0 on Celestino, the pitch. And Tyler down low with the cutter again. 3-0. Celestino playing his ninth game for the Mets already. 7 for 27, two doubles. He's got a man at first, two outs, the pitch. And Celestino takes on the outside corner, 3-1. No score, top of the second. Tyler sets, Goodrum leads the pitch. Celestino takes, it's down low again. Kind of looked like a one that Stubbs wanted to challenge again, but can't imagine he would be too fond of losing both challenges in one plate appearance. First and second, two outs. Tyler having issued his first walk of the season. Jackson Reitz coming up. Reitz 2 for 13, double a homer. It's only two hits. Right-handed hitter. Two on, two out. Tyler kicks and delivers, and Reitz ambushes the first pitch. It's a fly ball to left off the end of the bat. In comes Crawford. Left fielder makes the catch, no issue, and the inning over. Tyler works around the two-out traffic, leaves two on base, and we go to the last of the second. It's Syracuse nothing and the Iron Pigs nothing. Here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America. Thank you.
okay, now we have something there. As long as he's going to check out as being healthy. But you don't have a quarterback. You still have the Deshaun Watson question. I would take Shador Sanders if I thought he was the guy to take, because now I got a rookie contract that will ease the financial sting of Deshaun Watson's contract. If you think he's ready to play, but I don't know if he is.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan the Dennis, and you.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
You're listening to Iron Picks Baseball, presented by Ashland, the largest furniture store brand in North America. On Fox Sports Radio, 94.7 FM, 12:30 a.m. and streaming at wfoxsports.com.
Bottom of the second inning, it's Syracuse nothing and Lehigh Valley nothing. Garrett Stubbs leads it off for the Iron Pigs in the second. 5-6-7 due up. Jordan Gieber back to work from the wind, first base side of the rubber. Deals home and Stubbs takes up and away. Ball one. Garrett 4-for-14 so far with the Pigs. No homers, 3 RBIs, pair of doubles. Swings the pitch and slashes it the other way to left, trying to line it up Billy McKinney, and puts it away. One out. Stubbs hit it hard, but right at McKinney and left. And you can see the kind of havoc that the wind is trying to play on outfielders today. McKinney, as soon as that ball was hit, just kind of went into almost like he was guarding a point guard kind of stance, trying to face up to that basket or that baseball as best he could. First pitch to Oscar Mercado. On the inside corner, 0-1. Again, first pitch temperature about 42 degrees, 0-1. Mercado takes a slider down and away, 1-1. Wind chill is going to get down to mid-20s by the time it's all said and done here tonight. The pitch, Mercado swings and misses. Couldn't lay off that slider, 1-2. Oscar, 9 for his first 27 this year. Double, a homer. Saturday's win was 1-for-5. Scored twice. Stole the base. Right on right matchup, the pitch. Mercado just gets a piece. Fouls it back. Aside from the wind and the frigid temperatures, it's actually a gorgeous night. A couple of puffy clouds dot the horizon, but otherwise, it's pure sunshine. 1-2 again. Fastball yanked outside. 2-2. Two pitch. Mercado, a ground ball to third, charging it. De Los Santos scoops it up, sets his feet, throws low to first, and Singleton can't pick it. Mercado safe at first on the straight E5 from Luis De Los Santos, and not much more to that one than that was just not a very good throw. Iron Pigs were handed a lot of gift base runners last week against Rochester. Red Wings committed at least 2 errors in 4 of the 6 games. Error gives them a one-out base runner for Cal Stevenson. Gieber from the stretch, the pitch, up and away. Ball one. It's a slow start for Cal, 3-for-22, but it's kind of no stranger to that. It's just kind of been the way his career has gone. Starts off seasons pretty cold, rises with the temperature. Pitch home, Stevenson fouls it off. Mercado is running, goes back to first. 1-1. Cal finished last year as arguably the Pig's most pivotal hitter. Slashed .302, .421, .486. Got selected back to the Phillies roster. Cal was actually hitless through his first 7 at-bats last year. Throw over to first, Mercado dives back. Had a humongous lead, kind of one way. Through the end of April last year, Stevenson, through 18 games, was hitting just .234. He'd actually stolen already 8 bases by that point. The pitch, Mercado runs, Stevenson takes side, the throw down to second is late. Mercado dives to the outfield side to second and gets around the tag from Donovan Walton. Locally, that throw had him beat by a step and a half. kind of a weird take by Walt in the way he actually caught that ball with two hands, kind of handcuffed him. Mercado safe at second, stolen base. 2-1 on Stevenson, the pitch, and Cal fouls it back. 2-2. Mercado already his fourth stolen base of the season. That actually leads the team. Two and two on Stevenson. Gieber sets. Cranks and deals. Backdoor breaking ball called strike three. And when you're having a tough time to open the season like Cal Stevenson, feels like every pitcher is just painting the black just like that. Second strikeout for Gieber. Brings up Rodolfo Castro. First pitch. Slider down low. Ball one. Reitz, though, going to challenge this for Syracuse. Pigs lost their first challenge in the top of the inning, and Reitz loses the Mets' first challenge here on almost an identical pitch to the one that Garrett Stubbs challenged. Bottom of the zone, not there today. 1-0 on Castro. The pitch. Rodolfo takes. Curveball on the outside corner. That one high enough. 1-1. Rodolfo ditched switch hitting during spring training, so now only a right-handed hitter. Goes right on right here against Gieber. The pitch. Checks his swing. A high chopper down the third baseline, and De Los Santos lets go foul. 1-2. Discussed with Pigs manager Anthony Contreras in pregame today, just Castro early on, the average isn't there, only hitting 150, but he's walked five times in 25 plate appearances, 25% walk rate's pretty good, especially for a guy seeing right on right breaking stuff for the first time in a while. Getting used to pitches spinning away from you instead of towards you is a rather big adjustment, especially one to do relatively on the fly at the AAA level. Typically, if a guy wants to make this kind of change, they really got to hit a hard reset. 1-2 on Castro. Gieber deals home, and Castro off the hands of pop fly, shallow right. Celestino playing deep, comes racing on in. Gets in time to make the catch. Retire Castro and end the inning. Iron Pigs strand Mercado out at second. We're on to the third inning. Iron Pigs and Mets scoreless here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
International League scoreboard update. Scoreless after two, Coca-Cola Park between the Pigs and the Mets. Elsewhere, Indianapolis just took the lead. They now are up 1-0 over Louisville with the bases loaded and one out in the third. Iowa's offense off to a scorching hot start. They lead 6-0 in the top of the third over Toledo. Gwinnett and Norfolk trading runs with the Tides leading 4-2 in the top of the third, two out, nobody on. After one, scores between Jacksonville and Charlotte. And coming up at 7:35, Memphis squares off with Nashville. At 7:37, it's Omaha meeting with St. Paul. A couple postponements from earlier on today as well. Durham and Buffalo postponing for the weather will be made up tomorrow's doubleheader. Same deal with Columbus and Worcester. And finally, Rochester and Scranton and Wilkes-Barre postponed due to rain. Again, scoreless after two between Syracuse and Lehigh Valley. Now back to the course of your Iron Pigs and Sam Jones.
Thank you, Jack. Top third, Iron Pigs and Mets scoreless. Kyle Tyler, Jordan Gieber, both dealing here early. Luis De Los Santos leads it off for the Mets. De Los Santos, Pigs have seen him frequently around here past couple of years. Right-handed hitter. First pitch, he shows bunts and takes a strike down the middle. 0-1. De Los Santos with Buffalo and the Blue Jays last year. Lean right-handed hitter. 0-1. Off the end of the bat, hits a little cue ball up the first base line. Spins foul to the Mets dugout. 0-2. De Los Santos claimed off waivers by the Mets in November. Buffalo last year, 43 games. 0-2. Fouled back off the top of the net. Caroms up into the sweet level. Lucky fan comes away with that. 43 games with the Bisons. He hit 260, 6 homers, 16 RBIs. Still 0-2 on him. Tyler stretches and authors, and De Los Santos waits back on the curveball. Bounds it foul the plate. Still two strikes. O-2. De Los Santos off the end of the bat. A pop fly out into shallow right. Rincones comes in a couple of steps. Camps under it. Makes the catch. One out. Good job by Tyler. Kyle, seeing the Mets for just the second time in the past year, saw them late last year, threw pretty well, allowed one run in four innings, struck out five. Back to the top of the order, Jose Azokar, the pitch. Cutter off the outside black, ball one. Only three Syracuse hitters have seen Tyler before, Celestino, Meneses, and Ritter. Pitch home, and Azokar drives it deep down the right field line, sending Rincones back to the track at the wall. It's off the base of the fence. Plays the carom perfectly on his way to second, though Azokar beats the throw by Rincones standing. It's a double for the Mets' leadoff man. Their second hit of the day. That ball just tuck off on its way out to right. Azokar didn't really hit that ball too hard. That was 91.5 off the bat. Ended up banging off the base of the fence. And part of what the hit data gives us, exit velo, launch angle, and then distance, you know, to the right field corners, about 320. Distance right now tells us that was 304. So I think the wind's pretty stern out to right. Pitch to Billy McKinney. Chases a slider in the dirt. Swings and misses. 0-1. Mets with a runner at second for the second straight inning here. 0-1 on Billy McKinney. Rounded out to first, his first time up. Still no score. Top of the third inning. Castro shadows the runner out at second. Tyler gives him a look. De Los Santos still dancing. Tyler throws back, and Azokar just gets back. Nicely timed by Tyler and Castro. Good job by Azokar to draw the throw. Not get too far away from the bag. Third baseman Kemp has to stay tight to third, just in case Azokar does run. 0-1. And McKinney, a ground ball up the middle. Castro can't get it, and it's into center for a hit. Around third, here comes Azokar. Stevenson will just throw it in towards second. RBI single, Billy McKinney. And the Mets on the board first. It's 1-0 Syracuse on the McKinney RBI single. Just a hard hit ground ball up the middle. Mets almost ran into some bad luck there with Castro shadowing Azokar as hard as he was. Almost pulled him far enough across the second base bag in order to get to that baseball. Still came up short. So McKinney aborted first. John Singleton hits, takes the first pitch inside. Ball one. For McKinney, that's just his second RBI of the season. Now Singleton from the left side, the pitch, and hits a fly ball out to right. Rincones tracing back towards the edge of the track. Camps under it, makes the catch. Two outs, McKinney back to first. It's one of those days, any ball in the air to right, certainly off a Singleton's bat with this wind. Just kind of hold your breath. Wonder how far it's going to go. Joey Meneses, the hitter, grounded out on a check swing his first time on the pitch. Swings and fouls it back up towards the press box, and it hits off the facade right in front of our writers. They're lucky today's the day they have the window closed so because it's so cold. No chance they make that play. 0-1 to Meneses. Takes in the dirt. Nice block by Stubbs. 1-1. Mets lead 1-0. Syracuse on the board first. Pigs have been awfully good during their winning streak of scoring first. They didn't have to come back at all against Rochester. Any of the five wins. Throw over to first. McKinney dives back. Kennedy blocks the throw. He's in on a hop. One and one on Joey Meneses, the former Iron Pig. Wind still gusting in. 1-1. Meneses checks his swing, curveball in the dirt. 2-1. Meneses, one game against Tyler, 3 at bats, went 0-3. Betting that was probably last year when Tyler pitched against Rochester. To 1. Meneses reaching for it, hooks the liner out into left to base it towards the corner. Crawford cuts it off over to third. McKinney, he'll stop there. Throw goes into second, and Meneses beats it with a feet first slide. It's a double for Joey Meneses, and the Mets with two in scoring position with two outs. Slider down and out of the zone, and pretty good pitch from Tyler. Meneses just went down, got it, filleted it with one hand on the bat, just hooked it into left. Good job by Crawford to cut that off. Hold McKinney at third. Now Tyler, with two in scoring position, has Donovan Walton to worry about. First pitch. Walton takes down and away. Ball one. One and zero on Walton, fly to center, first time up the pitch, and he slugs it deep down the right field line, hooking towards the pole. That'll go way foul. Took a cutter there, a couple of inches off the inside corner, and torpedoed it. I don't even know where that thing landed. I think it might have cleared the People First Plaza, out and right. 1-1. Cutter just up and away. 2-1. Tyler about to throw his 50th pitch. Here it comes. And Walton, a fly ball towards left center, not deep. Stevenson coming in. Center fielder takes command, makes the catch coming in through the alley. Walton retired and the inning over. Mets strand two in scoring position, but they do score on the McKinney RBI single. We go to the bottom of the third. Mets 1, Pigs nothing here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Make this spring the season of you with a bedroom refresh from Ashley. Discover our latest styles starting at $499.99. To transform your bedroom into a serene retreat you'll never want to leave. And get 0% interest for 60 months when you buy in store. Plus, renew your sleep with a new mattress. Introducing the all-new Sealy Posturepedic Collection, starting at $799. Featuring precision-fit coils, arranged right where you need them for targeted support, night after night, only at Ashley.
This is The Herd.
Wow, 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 wow.
With Colin Cowherd.
So here's what's funny. If you look at the NBA lottery odds, there are three landing spots. Either perfect would be maybe Chicago or Philadelphia or, hey, San Antonio with Wimp. Okay would be Utah.
Hills up early.
See if they land.
I saw a little RBI single for Casty.
Yeah, a little two-out hitting, man. backbreaking for a team, especially when they're doing as bad as the Braves are right now. Something we can both feel good about.
Are right now, it's mostly awful teams he's going to go to. And this has always been the NBA's dilemma. If he ended up going to Chicago, why? I'll say it again. The Magic won the lottery twice.
This is The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
Wow.
Weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
You're listening to Iron Pigs Baseball, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America. On Fox Sports Radio, 94.7 FM, 1230 AM, and streaming at lvfoxsports.com.
Home half of the third inning, it's Syracuse now 1 and the Iron Pigs nothing. Sam Jelinek with you from the Scion Sky broadcast booth. First pitch from Jordan Gieber to Rafael Lantigua. Missed for a ball up and in, 1-0. Lantigua drives it out towards left, sending McKinney first back, now coming racing in, and he makes the catch. One away, fooled both me and Billy McKinney. Lantigua, a big swing, got it off the end of the bat. Didn't really sound like it. And McKinney had to come sprint, like a dead sprint, into shallow left to make that catch. One away, back to the top of the order, Justin Crawford. First pitch, Gieber on the outside corner, 0-1. Crawford struck out his first time up. First time through the order for Gieber. Has not allowed a hit, one walk, an error. Pitches down and into Crawford, 1-1. Pigs started out their series against Rochester last week, getting sliced and diced by Shinsuke Ogasawara. The pitch. Crawford lines it the other way, and that's into left, a base hit. Justin just waits back on it, shoots it in between third and short. First hit of the day for the Pigs belongs to Justin Crawford. 1-0-1 off the bat, and that's just kind of what he does. Base hits the other way. Brings up Otto Kemp. Now the fun really begins, and that's, you know, put Crawford in motion. Crawford takes his lead. Singleton holds him on. Gieber sets. Long hold. Now a throw over to first. Crawford dives back. Crawford 4-for-5, stealing bases this season, tied with Oscar Mercado for the team lead. Crawford a humongous lead. Gieber sent the pitch, and it's up and in on Kemp. Almost hit him, and now Crawford almost a late steal towards second. Instead, goes back to the bag. I don't know if Crawford thought that maybe that hit Kemp. He was starting to go towards second. Actually, now looking at the replay, I think Reitz almost deeped him. His head turning towards the backstop, thinking it got by him. 1-0 pitch. Otto takes another fastball high. 2-0. Looks like Grant Hartwig already throwing out in the Syracuse Mets bullpen. So Gieber not for long in this game. 2-0 on Kemp. The pitch. Otto takes. Slider up high. Three balls, no strikes. So Hartwig throws for Syracuse. Gieber, who got the spot start today with Dom Hamill. We've looked at the transaction log for the Mets now, and Hamill has hit the IL. The pitch down the middle, 3-1. It was retroactive to the sixth, so we still don't know what the actual answer is here as to why he was put on the IL, but he is on the IL. 3-1 on Kemp. Crawford at first. Throw over, and Crawford dives back. Now two throw overs from Gieber, two disengagements, and a 3-1 count on Kemp. I'd be very confident in saying Crawford's running here. Put him in motion. 3-1, nope, he's staying put, and Kemp swings and misses. 3-2. Well, one in doubt, double down, right? Surely Crawford has to be running now. Full count. 3-2 on Kemp. One out. Pigs down a run in the third. The pitch. Nope, he's staying put. I've lost all my money. And Kemp takes high for ball four. What do I know? So first and second, one out. brings up Gabriel Rincones Jr. Rincones walked his first time up. I'm still baffled by Crawford not running there. See if the Pigs put anything on with good speed on the bases. The pitch to Rincones outside, ball one. It's a double-edged sword for the Pigs where you want the offense to be facilitated by speed. But when you have guys like Crawford and Kemp and Buddy Kennedy, you just want to let them hit. No distractions. 1-0 pitch. Rincones, a tapper foul. First base side, 1-1. Two on, one out for Rincones with the Pigs down a run. Kieber, high leg kick, the pitch, and Rincones slices a liner out to left. McKinney comes in a couple of steps, makes the catch. Runners retreat to their bases. Rincones retired. Two outs. Not an easy play there for McKinney again. Big swing from Rincones. Ball slicing, dipping, and diving on him. Came in, stayed in on it. Brings up Buddy Kennedy. Buddy flat out to right his first time on, sending Celestino back into the corner. Pigs trying to answer after the Mets open the scoring on a McKinney RBI single in the top of the inning. Two on, two out, the pitch. Buddy takes a slider in the dirt. Ball one. Time called. Home plate umpire Ray Patchen reminds Gieber, gotta make eye contact with Buddy, no matter how awkward it might feel. Two on, two out. And the 1-0 pitch. Buddy gets jammed, popped it up behind home. Out of play, 1-1. I don't think yet we've had a pitcher who's so awkward and so unwilling to make eye contact with the hitter that it's caused issues in game. But that being said, I'm surprised it hasn't happened. 1-1. Buddy takes down low. 2-1. Or at the very least, I can't imagine having to lock eyes with Max Scherzer. It's very fun. Like, that would just feel awkward. 2-1. Breaking ball backs up on Gieber. Almost hit Kennedy. 3-1. Staring down him, Clayton Kershaw. And you're not trying to do it to be intimidating or stoke a situation. You're doing it because you have to. 3-1 pitch. Buddy takes down and away. It's ball four. Kennedy walks. Loads the bases for Garrett Stubbs. Here with two outs in the third inning. Out to the mound goes the catcher, Jackson Reitz. Entire infield will come in as well. Looks like Dick Scott is headed out. Manager for the Mets in Grant Hartwig. Stop throwing out in the Mets bullpen. He's making a walk towards the gate. That means he's coming in. So a pitching change for the Syracuse Mets. Brought to you by CareerLink. Need a job? Visit our neighbor, PA CareerLink, Lehigh Valley. They have lots of jobs. Pitching change for the Mets. Back in 60 seconds. Here in the Iron Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Right now, the Dan Patrick Show.
Dan Patrick.
Now it's like this Jackson Dark music. I don't know if Shador is going to go to Cleveland. Nobody's telling you what they're going to do. It's, you know, Abdul Carter could end up going to Cleveland, which I think would be great for them. But you still, that means you better go get Kirk Cousins. If you get Abdul Carter with Myles Garrett, okay, now we have something there. As long as he's going to check out as being healthy. But you don't have a quarterback there. You still have the Deshaun Watson. I would take Shador Sanders if I thought he was the guy to take, because now I got a rookie contract that will ease the financial sting of Deshaun Watson's contract. If you think he's ready to play. But I don't know if he is.
The Dan Patrick Show.
And Dennis and you.
Weekdays 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Back at Coca-Cola Park in the last, the third inning, Iron Pigs trail the Mets 1-0, but have the bases loaded, and that's prompted a pitching change here for the Syracuse Mets. Jordan Gieber exits stage right. Grant Hartwig comes on stage left. Gieber, for a guy called upon in the past couple of hours after Dom Hamill was a late scratch, not too shabby. 2 2/3. Took him 57 pitches, though. One hit, three walks, two strikeouts. He's responsible for all three runners still on base. Hartwig making his third appearance of the year. Inning in 2/3 so far. He's allowed 7 runs, 2 earned, 3 strikeouts, a walk, 2 hit batters, and 6 hits. 6'5", 235-pound righty. Throws from a pretty low arm slot. Garrett Stubbs, the one due up to hit. Line to left. His first time up. Infield plays him to pull. Open stance. Hartwig from the chest, the pitch. And the fastball almost hit him. Stubbs turns out of the way. Ball one. McKinney, shallow and left. Celestino heels on the warning track in right. 1-0. Stubbs takes. Sinker on the outside corner. 1-1. First base out of the rubber for Hartwig. The pitch. Stubbs away, late on it, slices it foul into the third base seats. 1-2. Hartwig last year got into 4 games for the New York Mets. 6 2/3 innings. Gave up 6 runs, 5 earned. Spent the bulk of the year with Syracuse. 33 appearances. 1-2. Stubbs fouls it back. Waited back on that sweeper. One and two on Stubbs. Base is loaded. 2 outs in the third. The pitch. And it almost hit him again. Stubbs once more turns his back out on Hartwig, twisting out of the way of that pitch. Almost getting him just on the right hip. It's a little front hip sinker from Hartwig that's just not coming back to the plate enough. 2-2. Stubbs takes. That one almost came back to the inside corner. I think Stubbs might have given up on it. He's a lot more confident on it not getting to the inside corner than I am. In any case, it works the count full. Missed by about a full ball off the edge. Runners will be off. Full count, 2 outs, bases juiced. Hartwig ready, his 3-2 pitch, and Stubbs takes down and away. Ball 4, and this game is tied up. Bases loaded walk for Garrett Stubbs. Coming in to score, Justin Crawford, and we're all knotted at 1 here in the third inning. It's the third walk of the inning. 2 from Gieber, now 1 from Hartwig. Brings up Oscar Mercado, reached on an error his first time up. Tied at 1, base is still loaded, the pitch. Sweeper on the inside corner, had Mercado backing up out of the way. 0-1. Lights starting to take full effect. Mercado calls time and steps out. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. The pitch, and Mercado a chopper foul. Third base side. Oh and 2 on Oscar Mercado. This pitch. Sweeper down and away. 1-2. Hartwig kicks and deals. And Mercado swings and misses. Sweeper backed up inside. Mercado can't connect. And the inning over. Pigs do tie it, though, on the bases loaded walk drawn by Garrett Stubbs. On to the fourth, tied at one here in the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America. Top of the fourth inning, Syracuse and Lehigh Valley now tied at one. Time for the RAV fourth inning brought to you by Toyota. Get your new 2025 RAV4 today at toyota.com. Toyota, let's go Iron Pigs. Kyle Tyler back to work. This game all square at one. Iron Pigs opening up this series with Syracuse, a team that they could not find a way to beat last year. Mets took 12 of 18, going 12-6 in total against the Pigs. It was the first time in a while that the Iron Pigs struggled with Syracuse. Last time that the Pigs did not have a winning record against the Mets was 2019. Syracuse was 13-6 against the Pigs that year. Leading it off for Syracuse in the fourth, it's Nico Goodrum. Tyler misses down and in on him, ball one. Goodrum singled his first time up, was stranded out at second base. First game with Syracuse. The pitch. Goodrum lays off down low again. 2-0. Goodrum split last year, a couple different teams. Orioles system, Angels, as well as the Rays. Pitches down and away to Goodrum. Three balls, no strikes. Couple of games in the Bigs, 13 in total, split between Tampa Bay and L.A. 3-0 pitch on the outside corner, 3-1. Infield plays him to pull, the pitch. Goodrum lays off, called a strike. Belt high, outside corner, Goodrum had already tossed his bat down to the turf. Surprised it didn't challenge that. Wow. Full count on Goodrum. And 3-2 is up and in, ball four. Goodrum ultimately walks anyways. Second walk issued by Tyler after he didn't walk anybody first start of the year, and that's going to prompt a little bit of stirring out in the Iron Pigs bullpen. Nobody throwing yet, but just some guys doing some high knees. Gilberto Celestino, the hitter. Celestino walked first time up. First pitch. Breaking ball outside. Ball one. Celestino, like Goodrum, once upon a time played for the Minnesota Twins. Born in Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, it's a weak chopper, third base side, that rolls foul. 1-1. 1-1 on Celestino. Goodrum at first. The pitch. Up high. 2-1. Celestino signed 16 out of the Dominican Republic. That was back in 2016. He was part of a international signing class that year. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Change up. Down and in. A rare change up from Tyler. 2-2. It was headlined by a couple of guys who have made some news recently, one of them being Vladimir Guerrero Jr. He was a 2016 international free agent, signed by the Blue Jays then and now signed by the Blue Jays again. 2-2, slider outside, full count, this time getting 14 years and $500 million. But it's interesting looking back at some of the other names in that class alongside Guerrero. Also included Juan Soto. Throw over to first, back standing, Goodrum. Soto, who signs a free agent this past offseason with the Mets. Also, Fernando Tatis Jr., still with the Padres. 3-2 on Celestino, the pitch. Goodrum runs, and Celestino a ground ball to third. Kemp gloves, looks to second, holds on to it, just goes to first instead. Goodrum running, keeps the Mets out of the double play. He's now at second, Celestino retired. Brings up Jackson Reitz. But among some of the other names on that list, Celestino was one of them. And the Phillies made their first big foray into the international signing waters that summer when they splashed down a little over $4 million. Pitch to Reitz. Takes a strike. 0-1. For Jalen Ortiz, who appeared with the Iron Pigs for a handful of games in 2023 before getting released. 0-1 on Jackson Reitz. The pitch. Goodrum's taken off for a third. The pitch is cut on and missed. The throw to third. He's safe. Ball popped out of Otto Kemp's glove. And Goodrum swipes third base. If Kemp holds on to that, Goodrum's out. But Otto had it pop out of his mitt. Counts 0-2 on Reitz. Infield comes in for the Pigs. Tied at one, top of the fourth. Reitz down the count, 0-2. And throw is around the bag, too. Reitz calls time, steps out. Just kind of handcuffed Otto, came off his palm. Tonight's not the night you want to be trying to catch a ball off the palm. That's going to leave a bigger welt than normal. 0-2 on Reitz. Infield in. The pitch. He takes. Down and in. 1-2. Pitch. And Reitz a high fly ball to right. Rincones towards the line. Gets under it. Makes the catch. Goodrum not even thinking about a tag from third. So Rincones throws it in. For the second out of the inning. I'm surprised that Goodrum wasn't at least on the bag looking to tag. I don't know if Rincones fooled him a little bit off the bat. I don't think Rincones could see the baseball. And he threw his hands up saying, I don't know where it is, before he found it towards the line. He was able to get under it. And yeah, he turned to Cal Stevenson saying, yeah, it was kind of like 50-50. I didn't know if I was going to pick it up again. Pitch to Luis De Los Santos. Checks his swing on a strike. 0-1. That's a big break for the Iron Pigs, though. Two outs, man at third. Infield backs up. 0-1. De Los Santos grounds it to the backstop. 0-2. O-2 pitch from Kyle Tyler. Way high. Cutter took off on him. One and two on the Luis De Los Santos. Go ahead, run at third. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. tied him up with a changeup down and in, and Kyle Tyler strands a runner over at third to keep this game tied in the fourth. On to the last of the fourth, still square at one here in the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
From the Phillipsburg Easton Honda Studios, this is Fox Sports Radio. Phillipsburg Easton Honda, saying yes is what they do best.
Make this spring the season of you with a bedroom refresh from Ashley. Discover our latest styles starting at $499.99 to transform your bedroom into a serene retreat you'll never want to leave.
What do you drink, Sam?
Water?
Water? Yeah, bigger.
Did you ask that question expecting a different answer?
No, I didn't. I was expecting water, but I asked it out of curiosity in case it was by a wild card something different.
Nah, it's always water.
Yeah, gotta be. Don't want to be drinking anything that, you know.
No bubbles.
Does not help the vocal cords.
Yeah. Yeah. Upsets my stomach.
Yeah, exactly.
Happening in the sports world, from the national scene to the Lehigh Valley, we've got it covered all day, every day. You're listening to the only all-sports station in the Lehigh Valley, Fox Sports Radio, 94.7 FM and 1230 AM in Easton. You're listening to Iron Pigs Baseball, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America, on Fox Sports Radio 94.7 FM, 1230 AM, and streaming at lvfoxsports.com.
Home half of the fourth inning, still tied at one between the Iron Pigs and the Syracuse Mets. RAV4 fourth inning drives along, brought to you by Toyota. Get your new 2025 RAV4 today at toyota.com. Toyota, let's go Iron Pigs. Kyle Stevenson leads it off, 7, 8, and 9 against Grant Hartwig. Relieved Jordan Gieber in the third inning. Pitched Stevenson outside, ball one. Gieber ultimately 2 2/3 innings, one run. Hartwig was able to strand two runners on base in the third. Pitch. Cal takes down and in. Two balls, no strikes. Cal struck out looking his first time on the pitch. Sinker on the inside corner, 2-1. Phillies opening up a series in Atlanta tonight. Phenomenal pitching matchup. Zach Wheeler against Chris Sale. Stevenson fouls it off. 2-2. Right now it's the Braves 3, Phillies 1. Top of the third inning. Two and two on Stevenson. Hartwig slingshotting righty. The pitch, and Stevenson pops it up. Foul ground, third base side. De Los Santos circling around it, and he overran it by 10 feet. He was going all the way to the sidewall up against the netting and ended up landing behind the coach's box. Overshot the landing strip. So new life for Stevenson there. Two balls, two strikes, and the pitch. And Cal rips it foul. First base side. Count remains 2-2. Wind still whipping the flags up out in center. That's pretty sustained at 15 to 20 miles an hour. Going up to gusts of 40. The pitch. Sinker outside. Full counts. But it's mostly coming in from center and kind of a crosswind going out to right. So pushing in from third base. 3-2 pitch. Fouled back. Still a full count on Stevenson. The pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Second punch out for Hartwig out of the pen. Challenged him with a sinker. One away. With that, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID here on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Your home for Iron Pigs baseball is WEEX Easton, WODE HD2 Easton, and W234 AX Allentown, a Cumulus Media station.
First pitch home to Rodolfo Castro on the inside corner, 0-1. Sam Jelinek with you from the Cyan Sky broadcast booth. Jack Heim back in the studio. Pigs and Mets tied at 1. Pitch from Grant Hartwig. Castro takes sweeper in for a strike. 0-2. Hartwig walked Garrett Stubbs, the first man he faced out of the bullpen, to force in a run in the third inning. Since his fired BBs, though, striking out Oscar Mercado and Stevenson. One out in the fourth. 0-2 on Castro. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Sweeper outside. Castro couldn't lay off. That's got to be probably the hardest pitch for Castro to adjust to and see again. As a right-handed hitter, a sweeper from a low arm slot. Coming across his body, trying to lay off of that. Two outs, nobody on for Rafael Lantigua. First pitch, takes up and away. Ball one. Iron Pigs and Mets knotted at 1. 1-0 pitch. Lantigua, a chopper towards short on the third hop. Walton surrounds it, throws low to first, but Singleton able to scoop it out for the final out here in the fourth. Pigs down in order for the first time tonight. Go to the fifth. Tied at 1 here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Ebron Medical has been part of the Lehigh Valley community for more than 40 years. The life-sustaining products we manufacture right here in Allentown are used to treat millions of patients in hospitals throughout the United States every year. At Ebron, we're committed to protecting and improving the health of people in the Lehigh Valley and across the country. We're proud to be a founding partner of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Visit us today at BeBronUSA.com.
The scoreboard. Our hopes and dreams rest on the outcome. But it doesn't show the sacrifice it takes to win, or the pain of accepting defeat. Because the real score isn't about points. It's about how many times you come back from impossible odds. Here for all the moments that matter. Trusted for over 80 years and accepted by top doctors and specialists. Capital Blue Cross. Live fearless.
Have a home run all the summer, right here, at home. Because in Pennsylvania, a real getaway is never far away. Get back to nature in the Pennsylvania wilds, where you can experience some of the darkest skies in the Northeast. Make a splash as you float down a scenic river with your crew, or hike your way through Pennsylvania's 124 state parks. Unplug this summer and unwind your way in Pennsylvania. Find your great next American getaway at visitpa.com.
You're listening to the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Top of the fifth, Iron Pigs and Mets still tied at 1. Sam Jelinek with you from the Cyan Sky broadcast booth. Kyle Tyler back to work. Nobody throwing yet in the Iron Pigs bullpen. The Mets do have their next reliever up. First pitch home to Jose Azokar. Grounded to the backstop, 0-1. Phillies have come back to take the lead on Atlanta, 4-3. Top of the third. Kyle Schwarber, a two-run triple. Nick Castellanos go ahead, RBI double. 0-1. Tyler bounces it in, 1-1. Well, everybody was talking about the prime pitching matchup. Guys who finished 1-2 in the Cy Young last year. Sale and Wheeler. And lo and behold, seven runs, not even through three innings yet, down in Atlanta. 1-1 on Azokar. Doubled and scored the Mets' only run back in the third inning. Takes a slider up and in. 2-1. Two-one offering, and the Azokar laid on it, fouls it up into the sweet level. 2-2. been the main theme and story of what the Phillies have done to this point in the season is, yes, they're playing well, but the level to which they've had bounce back ability is honestly unbelievable. 2-2, and Zokar rips it foul, top of the net. Think about Sunday's win over the Dodgers. You blow a lead like that, see the Dodgers come back. Be very easy to just turn it in and say, yeah, you know, it's a regular season game. It's raining, weather's terrible, let's pack it in. 2-2. Zokar off the end of the bat, a fly ball to right. Rincones has it lined up, makes the catch. What a way to begin the fifth. Today against the Braves, falling behind to Chris Sale after taking an early lead, and it's the way that the Phillies fell behind, which the rally off of Zach Wheeler started with a dropped fly ball in between Johan Rojas and Edmundo Sosa. First pitch to Billy McKinney. He checks his swing, hits a dribbler up the third baseline that is just foul. Oh, that was almost very close to an infield single to McKinney. Just on the wrong side of third. 0-1. But if you've seen the highlight of the fly ball that dropped in between Rojas and Sosa, it's literally out of a comedy. Looks like it's out of Angels in the Outfield before the Angels intervene. It was high enough in the air that Sosa and Rojas literally looked at each other, looked away, and then looked back at each other again. The pitch. McKinney swings and misses. 0-2. And then it dropped right in front of Rojas' feet. Oh, and 2 on Billy McKinney. Kyle Tyler trying to complete 5 today. He got through 4 2/3 last Wednesday. 0-2. And McKinney slugs it out towards deep right. Rincones turns, looks at the wall. It's off the wall. Plays the carom perfectly. McKinney on his way to second. The throw on a hop. He got him! Gabriel Rincones Jr. hoses Billy McKinney. It's an absolute seed from Gabriel Rincones Jr., and he gets McKinney by 5 steps. Rincones with a cannon, lined it up perfectly off the wall, saw McKinney hightailing it to second and knew he had him. Pitch to John Singleton's chopped foul down the first base side. 0-1. Called a single for McKinney. 9-6 on the putout. Second outfield assist of the year for the Pigs. The other one belonging to Oscar Mercado. The pitch. And Singleton slugs it deep down the right field line. Hooking towards the corner. It is gone. Just clearing a high wall down the right field line. Just inside the foul pole. John Singleton with his first homer as a Syracuse Met. And he gives Syracuse the lead 2-1 in the top of the fifth. Only 92 miles an hour off the bat. The wind helping Singleton a little bit there. But he just gets it inside the pole. Over the 20-foot high wall and right. Okay. 2-1 Syracuse. The pitch. Down low. Ball one. Brett DeGus now throwing out in the Iron Pigs bullpen. Tyler now at 82 pitches. The pitch. Down and in. 2-0. Wasn't even too terrible of a pitch to Singleton. That's just a big, strong dude going down and clubbing it. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Meneses comes up empty. 2-1. 2-1 on Joey Meneses. 1-for-2. Double down the left field line. Takes down and in. 3-1.
esa bandera, vio esa bandera.
From the belt, 3-1. And it's spiked in from Tyler, and that might be his final pitch. Ball four to Meneses. Brings up Donovan Walton. Tyler's handled him twice, two flyouts to center. Anthony Contreras hasn't moved yet. Garrett Stubbs is headed out to the mound, though, to stall for some time. So Stubbs talking with Tyler. And Stubbs turns back to the plate, looks towards his own dugout, tries to see if Anthony Contreras is going to make a move. And nope, he'll stay put for now. Tyler turns his back to home plate, takes a deep breath out towards center. Regroups, regathers. Now on top of the mound. Runner at first, and the pitch to Walton, cut on and missed. 0-1. On Donovan Walton. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Late on the heater. 0-2. Time called by Walton. He steps out. Just two strikeouts so far for Tyler. Singleton and De Los Santos. One looking, one swinging. 0-2 on Walton. The pitch. Curveball down. 1-2. The pitch, and Walton, a chopper over to first on the short hop. Kennedy able to pick it on the cut of the grass, returns to the bag to retire Walton and end the inning. Mets take the lead, though, on the John Singleton solo homer. We head to the bottom of the fifth. It's the Mets 2 and the Pigs 1 here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
The studio is giving the International League scoreboard update. 2-1 Syracuse over Lehigh Valley. Halfway through Johnson. Has given Syracuse to the edge. 2-0 Indianapolis over Louisville. Through the bottom of the sixth in that one. It's all Iowa as they're thumping Toledo 12-0 on top of the sixth. Gwinnett has had one of the they trail Norfolk. National early over Memphis in the top of the third, and a scoreless bout between Omaha and St. Paul with two out early on. Most moments from today, Durham and Buffalo and Columbus and Worcester were both canceled due to inclement weather, and a postponement of Rochester and Spring and Wilkes-Barre due to some rain. Again, 2-1 Syracuse over Lehigh Valley halfway through John Singleton's homer, the difference to this point. Now back to the voice of your Iron Pigs in Sam Jelinek.
Thank you, Jack. Home half of the fifth, halfway through this ball game. Like you said, Pigs trail the Mets 2-1, and they'll try to tie this game up against a new arm on the mound for Syracuse. It's Sean Reed Foley relieving Grant Hartwig. Hartwig inning in a third. Did allow one inherited runner to score, but put up zeros other than that. One walk, three strikeouts. No runs charged to him. Reed Foley making his third appearance of the season. So far, an inning in the third, he's allowed two runs on a hit, four walks, three strikeouts. Top of the order to face him, Justin Crawford singled and scored last time up. Takes a fastball down and away. Ball one. Reed Foley with bright neon orange cleats. 6'3", 230-pound righty. Crawford from the left side, the 1-0, swing and a miss. 1-1. De Los Santos just onto the grass at third. 1-1. Fastball just trickles over the inside corner. 1-2. Reed Foley, 29 years old, originally a second-round pick of the Blue Jays in 2014. 1-2. Crawford, a weak chopper over to third, charging in De Los Santos. He gloves, bobbles, and drops it. Crawford safe at first. That'll probably be an infield single. So an infield single for Justin Crawford, blazing down the line. If you're curious, that was a home to first speed of 4.07 for Crawford. Pretty darn good. Otto Kemp bats the pitch. And Otto crushes it deep towards left, towards the bullpen. It goes and it's gone. Fourth homer of the season for Otto Kemp. Ties him for the International League lead. And it vaults the Pigs in front here in the fifth. 3-2 Iron Pigs. First pitch, fastball right down the middle, and Kemp crushes it. Kemp, who failed to reach base for the first time this season, back on Sunday, comes in today, walked in the third, and then turns around a fastball center cut. Pigs on top, 3-2 in the fifth. Base is empty. Gabriel Rincon is junior to hit. Pitch from Reed Foley. Missed outside. Ball one. One and oh on Gabriel Rincon is the pitch. Slider on the outside corner, 1-1. Reed Foley, 23 games with the big league club last year. He threw really well. It was 1-2 with a 1.66 ERA. Pitch down low, 2-1. 21 2/3 innings. He struck out 25, walked 14. Ended up missing the second half of the season. The pitch, Rincones fouls it back. 2-2. Right shoulder impingement. He's dealt with a lot of injuries in his career. Missed most of 22 with a partially torn UCL. Two pitch. Rincones laces it down the left field line, but it's foul. Count remains 2-2. Two and two on Gabriel Rincones Jr. Iron Pigs lead 3-2 here in the fifth. Reed Foley stretches, kicks the leg and the pitch. Rincones fouls it off his foot. Rincones just made that fantastic play in right, playing the carom off the wall, throwing out Billy McKinney at second base. Now trying to do it at the plate. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a changeup. First out of the fifth. Going back to Kemp's homer, that was 107 off the bat. It didn't clear 400, which is first time in a little bit that Kemp has not cleared 400 with one of his homers. Two out of his four this year have. But I think that's only because of the winds. Hit it straight through the teeth of the winds to get it out of here. Pitch to Buddy Kennedy. Takes down and away. Ball one. One oh pitch. Down and away. 1-1. Buddy 0-1 with a walk. Base is empty, one out for him. The pitch. takes a fastball on the inside corner. 1-1. Scratch that. Reed Foley from the belt, right on right matchup, and the pitch. Kennedy takes down and away. 3-1. Iron Pigs have a reliever throwing out in the bullpen. Still Brett DeGus. 3-1. Buddy checks his swing. Fastball up and in. Laid off, and that's ball four. So a tough start for Reed Foley out of the pen here. Single, homer, strikeout, walk. Puts a man at first for Garrett Stubbs. The wind kicking up again. Crowd has thinned out just a wee bit now that the sun is set. Wind's just going to keep ratcheting up the whole night. Pitch to Stubbs on the inside corner. 0-1. As I look out of the bullpen and watch DeGus throw, I swear he doesn't have sleeves on, and neither does Sean Reed Foley on the mound, for whatever it's worth. 0-1. Stubbs chases a slider down and in. Swings through it. 0-2. Got some injury updates earlier today. Iron Pigs put Matt Kroon on the 7-day IL. Right oblique strain. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Stubbs couldn't lay off that same slider down and in. Strikeout victim. Two gone in the fifth. Iron Pigs lead 3-2. Brings up Oscar Mercado. Mercado reached on an error, stole a base in the second, struck out in the third. So Kroon hit the IL. We know that. Christian Arroyo, he's day-to-day. Officially called a hamstring strain. Down and away to Mercado. Checked his swing, appeal to first, laid off. Hamstring strain for Christian, he said it's very, 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 very mild. Hopes to be ready to go in a day or two. Peyton Henry's got his right hand wrapped up pretty good, but he was catching bullpens today. The pitch. Mercado takes outside. 2-0. So those are the injury updates that affect the Pigs in the here and now. There are some other injury updates from throughout the Phillies org. Mercado takes fastball low. Ball three. Weston Wilson began a rehab assignment with single-A Clearwater tonight. It's expected he'll take a full month to recover, basically go through a full spring training. Clearwater, then up with Lehigh Valley eventually. 3-0. Mercado takes. It's outside. Ball four. Mercado aboard. Kennedy, who walked earlier in the inning, he goes up to second, and now the pitching coach for Syracuse, A.J. Sager, goes out to chat with Reed Foley. While they go and chat, we can chat down Jandle Farms, who is a proud sponsor of Iron Pigs Baseball. Spanning five decades, the Jandle turkey has remained the gold standard for dependable quality, flavor, and value. Find Jandle turkey products at your local grocer today. Two on, two out. Cal Stevenson, he's struck out twice against two different pitchers. Down looking in the second, struck out swinging in the fourth. So Weston beginning a rehab assignment with Clearwater tonight. Ranger Suarez is supposed to throw with Clearwater on Thursday, and then Andrew Painter will throw for the Threshers on Friday. So I feel bad for the Daytona Tortugas, who are in town to face Clearwater. Heck of a lineup of arms, as well as lineup at the plate to go up against. Two on, two out for Stevenson. Pitch from Reed Foley, and Cal takes on the outside corner. Oh and one. Two on, two out. Pigs lead 3-2 in the fifth. Reed Foley kicks and deals. Up and away. One and one on Cal Stevenson. The pitch. Missed down and in. Good take on a tough slider. 2-1. Shortstop Walton shadows Kennedy at second. 2-1 on the way. Up and away. 3-1. And this is how you can tell, even though Cal struggling to find hits to begin the season, is still in a pretty good spot. He's not pressing. He's not chasing. He's not trying to force something to happen here. He's letting the moment come to him. 3-1. Fastball there for a strike. And that's when you could question a little bit, maybe a little bit too passive. Fastball center cut. But a full count. Runners will get a head start from first and second. Two outs. 3-2 pitch. Stevenson checks his swing. Called strike three on the outside corner. Stevenson goes to challenge. He's being told by Ray Patchen that it's too late to tap his head. And the inning over. So Cal wanted to challenge. Evidently didn't get it in time. And that's the inning. And that's as hot as I've ever seen Cal out in the field right now. And I'm going to be shocked if he doesn't get tossed from this one. So we'll go to break. We've got Iron Pigs lead it now 3-2 here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America. Sixth inning, Iron Pigs now leading the Syracuse Mets 3-2. Kyle Tyler departs in line for his first win of the season. It was a bit of a slog tonight for Kyle. First pitch from Brett DeGus to Nico Goodrum in for a strike. 0-1. Tyler, 5 innings, 2 runs, worked around 6 hits and 3 walks, only struck out 2. But he made it work. And now time called. Not sure what for, but Goodrum steps out. Tyler, 90 pitches, 55 strikes. Now Brett DeGus for his second appearance as a Pig, and the pitch to Goodrum. Hits a chopper out to short. Castro knocks it down, grabs it with a bare hand, throws low to first. Skipped it by Kennedy, backed up by Stubbs, and that'll be an error on Rodolfo Castro. Would have been an error fielding, would have been an error throwing. I'm not sure which one you want to give it on. But in either case, Goodrum safe at first. That's just a 4-hopper out to short, and Castro charged it. Hit off the heel of his glove. Couldn't come up with it. Man at first as Brett DeGus makes his Iron Pigs home debut. DeGus claimed off waivers last week from Miami. Pitch home to Luis De Los, or go Herberto Celestino is inside, ball one. DeGus in his debut set down the side in order, striking out two. 6'2", 215-pound righty. Set a wee bit of a circuitous route through baseball. Fastball up and in on Celestino, sends him spinning out of the box. Ball two. DeGus, originally drafted by the Dodgers 33rd round in 2017, debuted professionally in 2018, taken by the Rangers in the Rule 5 draft, heading into the 21 season, throw over to first, back standing Goodrum. Was with Texas, end up with Arizona midway through the year. The pitch, fouled away. 2-1. Ended up getting released by Arizona at the end of the, or in the middle of the 2022 season, after he completed his Rule 5 year. Ended up playing indie ball nearby in York for the York Revolution. 2-1, swing and a miss. 95, power sinker by Celestino. 2-2. Got picked up by the Royals. Never made it to the majors with the Royals. Ended up getting released again. Went back to the Atlantic League, this time with Frederick. 2-2 on Celestino. DeGus kicks and throws, and Celestino an awkward swing and a cutter up and in. Comes up empty. First out of the six. Strikeout for DeGus. One away. Goodrum tying run. Still over at first. It's 3-2 Iron Pigs on the Otto Kemp two-run homer. After DeGus landed back in independent baseball to end, or rather, with Royals to begin 2023, after being in indie ball again, first pitch is high to Jackson Reitz. Ball one. Elected free agency at the end of 2023 after being in the Royals system following his second stint in the Atlantic League. The pitch, Reitz fouls it over the screen. 1-1. Going into 2024, he ended up signing minor league free agent deal with the Mariners. Got selected to their active roster in April. Got DFA'd and claimed by Miami in August, and that's when the fun really started for DeGus. So he was DFA'd or designated for assignment by Miami in August. Throw over to first and just back safely is Goodrum. Good move by DeGus. He was then DFA'd and claimed by Toronto in September. So when you're DFA'd, designated for assignment, got to pass through waivers first. Sometimes a team can claim you and just put you onto their 40-man roster. Pitch to Reitz. He hits a grounder to short. Should be two. Castro has it. Throws to second. One. Lantigua to first. In time. That's a 6-4-3 inning-ending double play. And the sixth inning complete. DeGus works around the leadoff error. And we go to the last of the sixth. Iron Pigs leading the Mets 3-2 here in the Pigs Radio Network. Presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Would sound better if I had your echo.
Well, did you know that H.L.
24-7 FM, 1230 AM, and streaming at lvfoxsports.com.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Iron Pigs still leading the Syracuse Mets 3-2. Sam Jelinek with you from the Cyan Sky broadcast booth. Pitching change for Syracuse. Coming on Austin Warren to replace Sean Reed Foley. Reed Foley right now, he's on the hook for the loss. Gave up two runs in the fifth on the two-run homer for Otto Kemp. Inning of work for Reed Foley. Two walks, three strikeouts, one hit. First pitch from Morin to Rodolfo Castro. Slider missed. Ball one. Warren, right-handed pitcher. From the stretch, the pitch. Castro checks his swing. Sweeper on the inside corner. One and one. One one. Sweeper bends down and in. 2-1. Rodolfo 0-2 today. Supplied to right, struck out. The wind in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Foul tip at the plate. 2-2. Iron Pigs turn their first double play of the game in the top of the inning. Reminder that with that double play, Univest Financial will donate $25 to New Bethany. Univest Financial, community solutions for your life. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Sweeper gets Castro. And today looks like the day Castro struggling a little bit more with those sweepers. Down on strikes. One away. Brings up Rafael Lantigua. First to six this week between the Mets and the Pigs. Pigs trying to win their sixth straight. Mets trying to bounce back from a series loss to Scranton Wilkes-Barre last week. Their home opener. Pitch Lantigua down low. Ball one. Rafael Lantigua 0-2. Flying to left. Grounded to shortstop. Wind and the pitch. Lantigua fouls it back up towards the press box. 1-1. Phillies now lead the Braves 5-3. Kyle Schwarber, solo homer off Chris Sale, extending the lead. Nick Castellanos followed with a double, chasing Sale from the ballgame. The pitch. Sweeper just somewhere off the inside corner. 2-1. Nobody up in the Iron Pigs bullpen, so it looks like DeGuss, after a pretty quick sixth, is going to have the seventh. 2-1. Fastball yanked outside. 3-1. Didn't ask manager Anthony Contreras about it earlier today, but the Pigs have had the benefit. They're starting pitching working pretty deep, so they haven't had to really use the bullpen too much. 3-1. Lantigua pops it up on the infield towards short. Walton calling for it now. Backpedaling into shallow left. Makes the catch as he goes head over heels. Oh, Donovan Walton got taken for a ride by the wind, but he held on until the very end. Second out of the sixth is an adventure. Handed to Walton after he did the backward somersault. He stuck the landing. I don't know if I call it a 10 out of 10, maybe a couple of point deductions, but well done. Two outs, nobody on for Justin Crawford. Justin 2-for-3 out of the leadoff spot. Two runs scored. The pitch. Sweeper down low. Ball one. One oh pitch. Called a strike. Slider finds the zone. 1-1. Warren, the windup and the pitch, and Crawford jackknifes out of the way of a fastball, ticketed for his ribs. 2-1. Pigs lead 3-2. Otto Kemp, two-run homer, bottom of the fifth. Giving the Pigs the lead. 2-1. Crawford, a ground ball foul, first base side. 2-2. Iron Pigs are one of just a couple of teams in the International League this season who already have double-digit homers and stolen bases. Pretty good encapsulation of what's made this team so dangerous. Blend of power and speed. Run the bases hard, run them aggressively. Two and two on Justin Crawford. The wind from Warren down the slope, and Crawford takes called strike three. Sinker bends back over the inside corner. Crawford down looking, the Pigs down in order in the sixth. On the seventh, the Pigs lead the Mets 3-2 here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America. Top of the seventh, Iron Pigs leading the Mets 3-2. Brett DeGus stays on for the Pigs. Only took him 10 pitches to get through the sixth, even after the leadoff error. Stays around for the seventh. Has Luis De Los Santos to lead it off. Right-handed hitter, and De Los Santos swings the first pitch, chops it foul. Third base side, 0-1. DeGus, as we were talking about when the top of the sixth came to an end, he's had a pretty good odyssey through Major League Baseball, or through professional baseball, period. Joel Kunal starting to throw in the Pigs bullpen. DeGus misses outside, 1-1. Last year, DeGus signed as a minor league free agent with the Mariners, picked up onto the active roster for Seattle pretty early in April. The pitch, De Los Santos shoots a liner the other way, but it's right at Rincones. Couple of steps to his left, makes the catch towards the line. Hard hit ball, but Rincones there to recover it. One out. DeGus got designated for assignment a couple of times, going from Seattle to Toronto, or Seattle to Miami, and then to Toronto. This past offseason, traded to the Pirates from the Blue Jays after he was DFA'd. Pitch home to Jose Azokar, cut on a miss, 0-1. Then claimed off waivers again by the Marlins from the Pirates in February. His option to AAA Jacksonville to begin the season. 0-1. On the outside black, good knuckle curve, 0-2. Then was designated for assignment by Miami, where he was picked up by the Phillies last week. 0-2. Azokar just gets a piece of it. Azokar doubled and scored back in the third, gave the Mets the lead. Mets have taken the lead twice tonight, 1-0 in the third and 2-1 in the fifth, and then both times immediately gave up the lead in the bottom half of that inning. Oh, 2 again. Fastball up high. 1-2. 1 and 2 on Jose Azokar, the pitch. And Azokar, a bouncing ball up the third base side, charging Otto Kemp. Fields throws in the run and gets Azokar. Nice play by Otto Kemp. Got Azokar by a couple of steps. Charging on the grass, off balance throw. Two gone in the seventh. Now Billy McKinney, 2 for 3. RBI single in the third, and then he was thrown out trying to stretch a single into a double by Gabriel Rincones in the fifth. First pitch, swing and a miss. 94 on the sinker, down and away. 0-1. Pitch, swing and a miss. Knuckle curve, 85. It's a hard one. 0-2. Mostly sinker, knuckle curve for Gus. As much as I want to try to combine sinker and knuckle curve, I don't think they've invented that pitch yet. Give them another year. 0-2. McKinney lines it the other way. Coming on, Crawford has to play it on a couple of hops. It's a nifty piece of hitting by Billy McKinney. Knuckle curve down and away. He stayed on it, just punched it the other way. Tying run aboard for the Mets. McKinney with a 3-hit game has equaled the entire hit output of the Iron Pigs tonight. Mets 2 runs, 7 hits. Iron Pigs 3 runs on just 3 hits. Now John Singleton gave the Mets the lead with a solo homer in the fifth. He bats in the seventh, representing the go-ahead run. Takes the first pitch sinker up high. Ball 1. Genesis Cabrera throwing out in the Mets bullpen. Throw over to first. Back with a dive, McKinney. Pitch, runner goes, pitch is down and in, throw down to second from Stubbs is perfect. Garrett Stubbs nails Billy McKinney at second, and the inning over. It's a caught stealing for Stubbs, and he gets the Pigs out of the seventh. Go to the bottom of the seventh, it's time to stretch. Pigs on top, 3-2 here in the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Sports Radio, Phillipsburg Eastern Honda. Saying yes is what they do best.
This spring, the season of new with a bedroom refresh from Ashley. Discover our latest styles starting at $499.99 to transform your bedroom into a sleeping retreat.
Great throw by Stubbs in.
Get 0% interest for right on the money.
Yeah, you can't do it any better.
Bedroom collection starting at $799. Feature in precision with windows.
Second time McKinney's gotten cut down.
Nicky to learn this lesson.
Yeah, I didn't watch his ball. I didn't watch his single that he tried to throw. Was he watching it out of the box? That's why he got thrown out?
No, it was just he hit it that hard, and Rincon has played it that perfectly. And this wall and right, if you haven't played here enough as a hitter to know that if you hit a ball off that wall and right hard, getting a double is really tough.
Yeah. All right. I wasn't sure if he just kind of like stared at it and got caught in between. Yeah. Some walls are like that. Those higher walls can have those type of bounces where it just kind of just shoots right down at it. That's what it's going on. Right to the end.
Hope he got a good stretch in. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Iron Pigs 3, Mets 2. Pigs defense been the story so far tonight. Gabriel Rincones Jr. and Garrett Stubbs both throwing out Billy McKinney at second base. Otto Kemp leads it off in the seventh. Otto gave the Pigs their lead. Back in the fifth, 2-run homer. First pitch, fouls it back, 0-1. Otto with his fourth homer of the season. Last time up. Quite a power surge for Otto. 0-1. Swings and misses. Sweeper outside. 0-2. It's easy to say now that he's four homers in. His 10th game played. Maybe should have seen this coming. Last year, Otto crossed multiple different levels. 16 homers in 123 games. So not like he was bereft of power. 0-2. Sweeper outside. 1-2. But in the Arizona Fall League, in just 15 games, he hit six homers. Now, in the Arizona Fall League, the ball carries pretty well out there. The amount of pitching in the Fall League these days, 1-2, down and away, 2-2, isn't what it used to be. Fall League used to be all the marquee top prospects. These days, it's mostly some very good hitters. Not as much pitching anymore. 2-2 on Kemp, the pitch from Austin Warren, and he gets Kemp to swing and miss. Sweeper down and away. Third strikeout for Warren out of the bullpen. One gone in the seventh. Joel Kuhnel still throwing out in the Iron Pigs bullpen. Looks like he'll have the eighth. I would think that Max Lazar probably will have the ninth. But before we get there, we got a pitching change here for the Mets. Out to the mound goes skipper Dick Scott. The lefty, Gabriel Rincones Jr., due up. He wants to go and get a southpaw, and Genesis Cabrera is going to come on. So we got a pitching change for the Mets, brought to you by CareerLink. Need a job? Visit our neighbor, PA CareerLink, Lehigh Valley. They have lots of jobs. Pitching change from Coca-Cola Park back in 60 here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Appear to be going Travis Hunter. So if you had to guess right now, where are you taking the Raiders?
Say the Raiders. He knows the gap, the bridging of the gap. That's where the board has always hinted that he wants to go off one of the relationship, personal relationship.
Still in the bottom of the seventh, Iron Pigs leading the Mets 3-2, one out and nobody on, and a pitching change for Syracuse. Genesis Cabrera replaces Austin Warren. Warren, an inning and a third perfect out of the bullpen. Strikes out three of the four hitters he faces, doesn't allow a base runner. So Cabrera comes on. Left-handed pitcher, 6'2", 180, out of the Dominican Republic. Cabrera, no record through two games, has allowed two runs in two innings, one walk, two strikeouts. And Cabrera out of Santo Domingo, like a lot of the Dominican players here on both rosters, Iron Pigs, have Rafael Lantigua, he's out of Puerto Plata, Rodolfo Castro out of Los Llanos, Jose Guas was born in Santo Domingo before coming stateside. But anyways, all this is to say are thoughts and prayers for as much as they're worth. Pitch to Gabriel Rincones. He swings, hits a grounder back of first. Singleton comes up with it. It'll go to the bag himself. Retire Rincones down on one pitch. Thoughts and prayers are with everybody involved. The terrible tragedy at a nightclub in Dominican Republic, down in Santo Domingo. Roof collapsed. Evidently, a fair amount of people have died. Quite a few people have hurt. Affected the baseball world a couple different ways. Two outs, nobody on for Buddy Kennedy. The pitch. Buddy takes high ball one. Reported that Octavio Dotel, longtime reliever, bounced around a bunch of different teams. Very good reliever for a long time. He is one of the victims passing away, as well as Nelson Cruz's sister. 1-0. Kennedy takes up and away. Ball two. 2-0 on Buddy Kennedy. Buddy's walked twice. 0-1. Genesis Cabrera. Bullpen arm for the Cardinals and Blue Jays. 2-0. Spins in a curveball. 2-1. 3-2 Iron Pigs. They have three runs on just three hits. Nobody 3-9 in the order has a hit. 2-1. Buddy takes inside. Shuffled his feet out of the way. 3-1. Cabrera stretches with nobody on base. Shoulder high set. The pitch. And Kennedy launches it in the air. Foul. Down the right field side. Back into the seats. Full count. Three and two on Buddy Kennedy, and now time called by Jackson Reitz. He goes out. He'll talk with Genesis Cabrera. I think the pitch clock was winding down on him. Three and two on Buddy Kennedy. Cabrera ready to roll. His payoff pitch. Fouled back. Hanging curveball, Buddy, right on it. Just underneath of it. Another 3-2 pitch. Kennedy takes, called strike three, fastball inside corner. He knew it. And Genesis Cabrera comes on, retires Rincones and Kennedy to wrap up the seventh. We go to the eighth. 3-2 Iron Pigs here on the Pigs Radio Network. Presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America. Thank you, Jack. Top of the eighth. Pigs three, Mets two, and Joel Kuhnel comes on for the eighth. Kuhnel relieving Brett DeGus. DeGus now three scoreless innings. His time as an Iron Pig, two scoreless tonight. One hit, no walks, one strikeout. Kuhnel comes on for his fourth appearance of the season. 6'5", 290-pound righty. 5 innings so far, 8 strikeouts, 1 walk. 6 hits, 2 runs allowed. He'll have the heart of the order due up. John Singleton will lead it off. He was at the plate when McKinney was caught stealing to end the 7th. Singleton drove in the last run for the Mets. Solo homer back in the 5th. Singleton, Meneses, and Walton. Right on left matchup. Kuhnel, long navy blue sleeves under his jersey. He can't hear anything out of his pitch comm. And Roy, we will have a pause before the first pitch of the inning here. And Stubbs, I think, is being told by home plate umpire Ray Patchen that this is going to be a pitch clock violation, because this is what I thought I remembered the rules changing during the offseason, which is that if a PitchCom unit does not work once a reliever comes into a game, that you can be assessed a violation. And now they're going to go get a new receiver for Kunal here. Maybe it's only when it's the same pitcher going out as opposed to a pitching change. And they're testing the receiver down the dugout, making sure that that has some juice. Walk the new receiver out. Kunal, Phil Condori hands it off to the umpire, gives it to Kunal. Now we're ready to roll. So after all that, and now Dick Scott's going to come out. I think he's going to ask the same question that we were just ruminating about, which is, does that count as a pitch clock violation on Kunal? I think the answer is that because it's a pitching change, if there's a PitchCom issue, it's kind of waved off. But had that been to Gus out there, that would have been a pitch clock violation. So now we're ready to go. John Singleton leading it off here in the top of the eighth. Kunal kicks the leg high in his first pitch. Fastball up and away. Ball one. Singleton 1-for-3. Solo homer back in the fifth gave the Mets a short-lived 2-1 lead. Pitches outside from Kunal, 2-0. Kunal, not quite navy blue sleeves, more black. Black cleats, light tan glove, 2-0. And Singleton chops it on the ground right side. Second baseman Lantigua playing towards the hole. Gobbles it up, throws to first. Retires Singleton. One away. Love that. Fall behind on Singleton. 2-0 and still get him to hit something softly to the right side. Very dangerous hitter and a dangerous count. One out, nobody on for Joey Meneses. 1-for-2. Doubled back in the third inning. Right on right matchup. First pitch. Fastball 93. In for a strike. 0-1. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Kunal kicks the leg, the pitch. Missed outside. 1-1. No action in either bullpen right now. Kunal just in for the Pigs. Cabrera likewise for the Mets. Mopping up the last of the seventh. 1-1. Slider on the outside corner. 1-2. Kunal, memory serves correct, a couple of different breaking balls. That slider there at 87, he can also slow it down a little bit. 1-2. And Meneses, a drive deep down the left field line towards the corner. Crawford back onto the track. He jumps, can't make the catch, and it bangs off the fence. Meneses around first. He'll stop at second as Crawford gets it back in. And it's a double for Joey Meneses. Launch that one way up into the air, and Crawford having to contend with some unbelievable gusting winds coming in from left. Again, kind of looked like he overran it a touch. Jumps up in front of the wall, banged off the base of the fence. Yeah, no, actually, I think he ticked off his glove as he left his feet. That's a tough area because that's where the wall, it's only 6 feet high. Just over 6 feet. Pitch home to Joey Meneses, or rather not Joey Meneses, Donovan Walton's come on and missed. 0-1. Where if Crawford decides to let that play off the wall, there's a chance that that ball ends up over the fence. Because the fence is so short, only at 8 feet. 0-1 to Walton, and he chops it back up the middle on the third hop next to second. Castro gloves, has to get rid of it, and he does. Fires a strike to first to get Walton by a half step. Over to third goes Meneses, the tying run. Oh, Two outs, tying run at third for the Mets, and it'll be up to Nico Goodrum here. One for two, reached on an error his last time up, takes the first pitch. Down low, ball one. Kunal sitting 94 with the fastball early. 3-2 Pigs, top of the eighth, the pitch. And Goodrum slices it down the left field side, gets out of play. 1-1. Even that ball by Goodrum there, normal night, that ball is slicing maybe 10 to 15 rows deep. That ended up just in the second row over the netting. And you can actually see Crawford and left not give up on that ball at all. And I think there's, you know, good reason. 1-1. Fastball chips the outside corner. 1-2. I think Crawford doesn't want to see a ball that he thinks is, you know, clearly going out of play get pushed back into fair territory. 1-2 on Nico Goodrum. Switch hitter batting left. Kunal delivers, and it's down and in. Great backhand pick by Stubbs. Keeps the tying run at third base. 2-2 on Goodrum. Gilberto Celestino on deck. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Tying run at third, the pitch. And Goodrum, a ground ball up the middle behind second. Castro glove, shortstop, steadies up, throws to first in time to get Goodrum and end the inning. Kunal strands the tying run at third base. Sends this game to the last of the eighth. Pigs looking for some insurance runs. They lead Syracuse 3-2 here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
It's just me, but I don't feel like it's 9 o'clock.
No, it feels like it. Yeah, it's just you.
Okay. Just me. Three outs from six in a row, though. Okay.
Home half of the eighth inning, Iron Pigs leading the Syracuse Mets 3-2, looking for a couple insurance runs. Garrett Stubbs will lead it off against Genesis Cabrera. Nobody up in the Mets bullpen, so the eighth is Cabrera's. And it looks like the ninth for the Iron Pigs will be Max Lazar's. Pitch from Cabrera to Stubbs, tries to drag a bunt and bunts it foul, 0-1. Lazar, who hasn't had a save chance since opening night. Pigs have not played very many close games since then. In fact, they've only needed one save since. Came in game two of the doubleheader against Rochester last week. 0-1. Stubbs drags the bunt perfectly up the first base side. This time Cabrera gloves. Glove flip to first and he pulled Singleton off the bag. Stubbs safely aboard. Cabrera, I don't think he had to go with the glove flip. He picked it up and then just tried to scoop it to Singleton. Brought him off the bag. Stubbs safe at first. Be a bunt single for Stubbs, who that was the big story last year. Really his time with the Phillies. Phenomenal bunter. always one of the top names in Major League Baseball for most bunt hits. First pitch to Oscar Mercado. He shows bunt and, takes a strike. Bomb of the zone, 0-1. Oh and one on Oscar Mercado. 0-2 tonight with a walk. The pitch. And instead of bunting this time, he rockets it. But it's way foul. Out towards the picnic patio. 0-2. On Oscar Mercado. Pigs lead by one in the eighth. Throw over to first. Stubbs back standing. Now time call. Mercado steps out. Two on Oscar Mercado. Cabrera high set. The pitch. Fastball sails up and away. 1-2. Cabrera, another throw over to first. Stubbs back in. Pigs by a run in the eighth. Stubbs, his bunt single is just the fourth hit of the day for the Iron Pigs. Cabrera, another throw over. And Stubbs back standing, and that's a third disengagement for Genesis Cabrera. And on each disengagement now, Stubbs will be granted second with a balk. It's not even like Cabrera was close to picking Stubbs off. I don't know what he was thinking there. Just lost count. 1-2 on Mercado. Cabrera peeks back to second. The pitch. Curveball down low. 2-2. Big insurance run out at second. Pigs by a run in the eighth. 2-2 pitch to Mercado. And it's up high. Full counts. And Cabrera asking for the counts. Ray Patchen gives it to him. It's full. 3-2. Stubbs, nobody holding him on. Out at second. 3-2 pitch. And Mercado off the end of the bat pops it up. Back behind home. I'll get into the seats. 3-2. Cabrera ready. Lifts the leg high. It's 3-2 again, and it's way outside. It goes to the backstop. Ball four for Mercado. Stubbs takes third. Makes a hard run around third, and now retreats to the bag. Wild pitch. Stubbs at third. Mercado aboarded first. And coming up, Cal Stevenson, who's had a night to forget to this point. He struck out three times against three different pitchers. Stevenson, his last time up, went to challenge the strike three call. Home plate umpire Ray Patchen said that he was late to challenge. Ultimately, couldn't get it in. But he bats here. Men in the corners, nobody out. Pigs by a run of the eighth, and now the infield comes in very late. For the Mets, the pitch. Stevenson takes down and away. Ball one. Bad news to report from Atlanta. Braves have just tied it up against the Phillies at 5. 5 all in the 6th. Here at Coca-Cola Park, 3-2 Pigs in the 8th. The pitch, Mercado runs, Stevenson takes high. No throw to second from Reitz. Stolen base for Mercado. Leads the team again now with 5. 2-0 on Stevenson. Rodolfo Castro on deck. Infield in for the Mets. 2-0 pitch. Down and away. Fastball just missed. Ball three. And looks like this is Genesis Cabrera's mess to clean up on his own. Nobody throwing yet in the Mets bullpen. And as soon as I say that, looks like somebody's about to get up. 3-0 pitch. Down and in. Ball four. Stevenson walks. Second straight walk. Loads the bases. Out to the mound goes the pitching coach for the Mets, A.J. Sager. This is just to buy some time. Mets bullpen had not been active, and now they will very, very quickly get somebody up. Carlos Guzman. So Guzman throws in the bullpen for Syracuse. The bases are loaded. There's nobody out. The Pigs, who have been out hit by the Mets by double, 8-4, have a chance to really stretch this game out. Need at least one run out of the situation. It feels like you should get two. Rodolfo Castro in an advantageous position. Remember, he gave up switch hitting, but he gave it up to solely be a right-handed hitter. Now against the lefty on the mound, this is the kind of matchup that he thrives in. Base is loaded, infield in for the Mets, and the first pitch from Genesis Cabrera is on the inside corner. 0-1 to Castro. Rodolfo, in his career against left-handed pitching, remember, this is the major league level, OPS of 858. 0-1, inside, pushed him off the plate with a fastball. 1-1. One and one on Rodolfo Castro. Genesis Cabrera fires. Castro grounds it foul. Right to the backstop. 1-2. One and two on Castro. Base is loaded. Nobody out. Bomb the eighth, and now Castro calls time. Steps out. Takes a deep breath, looks straight back behind home plate into the stands. Now regathers into the box. Don't know who he's looking for, looking at. Now he's ready to go. 1-2 pitch, and it's just outside. Jackson Reitz immediately challenges. This is the Mets' last challenge. If they lose it, they don't have any more. And it's going to be a tight one upon review. Ooh. Still just missed by about an eyelash. 0.3 of an inch. Mets out of challenges the rest of the way here. Both teams have gone 0-3 challenging tonight. 2-2 on Castro. Base is juiced. Nobody out in the eighth. Break-even pitch. And Castro pops it up behind home. I'll get over our heads. Out of play. Still 2-2 on Castro. Genesis Cabrera kicks and delivers. And Rodolfo, a weak nubber, just foul third base side. Comes to rest just outside the Toyota ad on the third baseline with Toyota logo painted on the field. Bound to be the seventh pitch of the at-bat. Infield in for the Mets, the pitch. Castro swings and misses. 93, top of the zone, sneaks by him. First out of the eighth. And it's the only out of this inning that Genesis Cabrera is going to get. Dick Scott comes out from the Mets' dugout. He's going to make a pitching change. Mets go to their fifth reliever of the night. It'll be Carlos Guzman coming on. So we got a pitching change for the Mets brought to you by CareerLink. Need a job? Visit our neighbor, PA Career Link, Lehigh Valley. They have lots of jobs. Pitching change for the Mets back in 60 seconds here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
This is The Herd.
Wow, 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 wow.
With Colin Cowherd.
I'm always a little reluctant when your best players are freshmen. And I'm not saying Cooper Flagg's not great, but Duke's got a couple of kids that are really young, whereas Arizona's got like a fifth-year, Caleb Lovely, fourth or fifth-year senior. Yeah, it's like I think age matters. We just talked about coaching age. I think it's hard, even if you have the best. I mean, look at John Calipari, who's more than capable as a coach, won one title. Why? Because his teams were all freshmen, and he would get into these situational moments on a freshman guard, who, by the way, will get drafted number four and have a nice NBA career. At 18, the pressure of March Madness, playing a junior or a senior from Syracuse, I'll take the junior or senior in that moment, in that game.
This is The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
Wow.
Weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Still in the bottom of the eighth, Iron Pigs leading the Mets 3-2. Bases loaded, one out. Mets go to the bullpen again. It's Carlos Guzman to relieve Genesis Cabrera. Cabrera, one inning of work. Hasn't allowed a run yet. One hit, two walks, two strikeouts. He's responsible for all three runners on base. Guzman out of Maracay, Venezuela, making his second appearance of the year for the Mets. The first one, it did not go well. Two-thirds of an inning, gave up three runs on three hits, a homer, a walk, no strikeouts. 6'1", 210-pound righty. He's 26, turns 27 next month. He's on to face Rafael Lantigua. Base is loaded for the Pigs. It was a bunt single for Stubbs. Mercado walked. Stevenson walked. So now Lantigua 0-for-3 today. Flagged to left. Grounded to short. Popped out to short as well. Infield stays in for the Mets. Right on right matchup. Guzman set at the chest. His pitch. And Lantigua takes. Curveball low. Ball one. Surprised the Mets aren't thinking about trying to play for the double play. Lantigua runs well. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Lantigua came out of his shoes, ends up falling over home plate. Way out in front of that fastball. It really seems like Lantigua's been quite pull happy so far to begin this season. 1-1. And he hits a ground ball up the middle to his left. Shortstop Walton makes a sliding stop, pops up, fires home, and he airmails it to the backstop. Stubbs comes in to score. Here comes Mercado. Now trying for second. Lantigua, the throw, it's late. Two runs score on the play for the Iron Pigs, and they open up a 5-2 lead in the eighth. Those two insurance runs for the Pigs are brought to you by the Yurconic Agency, the right insurance coverage for you. Get a quote today at yurconic.com. So Lantigua, I think, we'll see how they score that, if that's a single, fielder's choice, an error. Glad that that's not my mess to figure out. Second and third now for the Pigs. They lead 5-2. Top of the order, Justin Crawford hits the pitch from Guzman, and Crawford laces it back of the middle and into center, a base hit. Stevenson scores. Here comes Lantigua. Throw is cut off, and it's a two-run single for Justin Crawford, and the Pigs lead 7-2 in the eighth. Two more insurance runs for the Pigs, brought to you by the Yurconic Agency, the right insurance coverage for you. Get a quote today at yurconic.com. So the Pigs, who came into the inning being out-hit by Syracuse 8-3, have only picked up a couple more hits. But they now lead it 7-2 on the strength of just five hits. Now Otto Kemp, who has one of those hits, two-run homer back in the fifth. The pitch down and away. Ball one. Otto gave the Pigs a 3-2 lead with his two-run homer back in the fifth. Since then, now the Pigs a four-run eighth. Lead it 7-2. The pitch. And Otto off the end of the bat. A looper shallow right on comes Celestino. Has to play it on a hop. He deked Crawford enough. Justin only advances up to second. Celestino gets it back in, but it's a base hit for Kemp. Another multi-hit game. Brings up Gabriel Rincones Jr. Two on, still just one out. Pigs now lead 7-2, and once again, the save situation for Max Lazar has fallen by the wayside. Not the worst thing in the world. Means the Iron Pigs are swinging it well offensively here. Now Rincones, 0-for-3 with a walk. The pitch. Curveball down and away. Ball one. The pitch. Rincones chops it foul to the Mets dugout. 1-1. One and one on Rincones. The pitch. Change up down and in. 2-1. Biggs with a fourth spot in the eighth. Now lead by five. The pitch. And Rincones a high topper just behind home. Two balls, two strikes. Four runs in the inning for the Pigs on three hits. Error, couple of walks. Pitch to Rincones. Curveball missed down the dirt. Full counts. It's been nothing but off speed here from Carlos Guzman to Gabriel Rincones. Curveballs and changeups. It's got Buddy Kennedy, the cleanup hitter, on deck. First and second, one out. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Went back to the curveball. Fell off the table. Rincones chased it. Two gone in the eighth. It's now Buddy Kennedy, ninth man to hit here in the eighth. Buddy 0-for-2, couple of walks. Two on, two out. Guzman, high leg kick, fires home and missed way outside. Reitz had to dive to his right. Come up with that one. One and 0 on Kennedy. Here it comes, and Buddy takes down the dirt. 2-0. Two and oh on Buddy Kennedy. Two on, two outs. Pigs with four in the eighth, opening a 7-2 lead. The pitch down and away. 3-0. Guzman's already the second pitcher here in the inning. He's gotten just one out. Genesis Cabrera allowed the first three to reach before striking out Castro and then departing. The pitch. Buddy takes outside, ball four. He walks for a third time. And the Pigs bring Garrett Stubbs to the plate for a second time here in the eighth. Stubbs started this whole mess for the Mets, dragging a bunt base hit up the first baseline. Base is loaded again. 7-2 Iron Pigs. Guzman, third base out of the rubber. Authors the first pitch. Curveball on the outside corner. And Stubbs wants to challenge. Garrett challenged earlier in the game when he was catching. Came up empty. See if he's got better luck here. And upon review, he does not. That just clipped the outside corner. Barely. 0-1 on Stubbs. Garrett one for three. He walked and scored in the third. In addition to his bunt single this inning, the pitch, breaking ball in the dirt. Nice stop by Reitz. 1-1. Max Lazar is still throwing out in the Iron Pigs bullpen. He's been ready to go for the bottom or top of the ninth for a long time here. One-one. Curveball inside. Stubbs has to jump out of the way. Ends up stumbling across the plate. 2-1. And now time called. Guzman reminded, got to make eye contact. Base is loaded, two outs. Pigs four runs in the eighth. Lead 7-2, the pitch. And Stubbs, a hot grounder, just foul. Down the right field line. 2-2. Pigs coming into today's game had scored just three runs in the eighth inning. Now they've scored four in the eighth inning just today. Wildly, they still have not scored a run in the ninth, where they're being outscored 13-0. 2-2 to Stubbs. And he just gets a piece of it. Grounds it to the backstop. 2-2. Carlos Guzman, his 22nd pitch. On in relief. Here it comes. And Stubbs, a ground ball back of first. Singleton down to a knee, able to scoop it. Takes it to the bag himself. Retire Stubbs. And the inning over. Iron Pigs, though, open up a 5-run lead. They score four times here in the eighth. Justin Crawford punctuates it with a 2-run single. We go to the ninth. Pigs three outs away from the victory. They lead the Mets 7-2 here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America. Top of the ninth, Iron Pigs leading the Syracuse Mets now 7-2. Max Lazar comes on. He was warming, hoping for a safe opportunity, and he will be denied. As much as Mad Max would like it, he'll just have to close this one up old-fashioned way. Max picked up the save opening night for the Iron Pigs, and since has not had a save opportunity, as the Pigs have only had one save since that Michael Mercado got in game two of the doubleheader last Thursday. So Lazar, he's tried to stay busy pitching in more blowouts. Scoreless outing last Thursday against Rochester, and then he allowed one run on one hit on the fifth, one walk. So far, Max, his fastball velo has ticked up a couple miles per hour, averaging 95 now. Mostly four-seam cutter, curveball. First pitch home to Gilberto Celestino is on the inside corner, 0-1. Gilberto, I should say. 0-1. 0-1 pitch. Celestino swings and misses. 0-2. Lazar, fourth appearance of the year, has only allowed a run in three innings. Into his wine, first base side of the rubber, the pitch, and Celestino fouls it back. 0-2. Max, last year, of course, started off the year with an insane scoreless streak for Reading. Didn't allow a run for them in 10 and a third innings over eight appearances. 0-2 again, way high. 1-2. That came to an end when he allowed a run in his first outing as an Iron Pig, took the loss. And then, oh, all he went on to do after that was not allow a run for basically the next month. The pitch. Celestino, a line drive left center, sinking fast. Stevenson lays out, and oh, he trapped it. Second base umpire Austin Jones says that he couldn't catch it clean. Cal has no argument. Just short hopped on him. Nearly a stunning diving catch. Instead, it's a leadoff single for Gilberto Celestino. Now Jackson Reitz, the pitch. Down and away, cutter missed, ball one. One and zero on Reitz, 0-for-3 today. Bounced into a double play his last time up. Takes a cutter inside corner, ball one. One and one on Reitz, 7-2 pigs in the ninth. Lazar fires home, up high, 2-1. Two and one on Jackson Reitz, 7-2 pigs in the top of the ninth. Three outs away from sixth consecutive win. The pitch to Reitz is launched way high, left side of the infield. Kemp trying to stay with it, and the third baseman makes the catch about halfway to short. First out of the inning. I don't know, Kemp's got to be careful of straining your neck like that. It isn't good. Looking that far up into the sky. Give yourself a kink in your neck. One away. Luis De Los Santos hits. Runner at first. One out in the ninth. Pigs lead by five in the pitch. De Los Santos nowhere close. To a cutter down and away. 0-1. Lazar, high leg kick, the pitch, and he spiked it through the legs of Stubbs all the way to the backstop. To second, Celestino, wild pitch. One and one on De Los Santos. One one, down and in, 2-1. Two and one on De Los Santos. Celestino out at second, one out. The pitch, and De Los Santos hits a skyscraper. This time it's Castro at short, getting under it, and he makes the catch easily, right next to second base. He tries to push Celestino off a second. That didn't work. It was a good try. Celestino had his back turned to him. Two gone and last hope for the Mets. Jose Azokar. Zokar 1-for-4, doubled and scored the Mets' first run in the third. Takes the first pitch, fastball 94. Outer half, 0-1. Pigs answer back every time the Mets scored. Mets with one run in the third and fifth. The pitch down and away, 1-1. Pigs answer back to tie it. Bottom of the third with a run. Then took the lead in the bottom of the fifth for good. Otto Kemp, two-run homer. Four insurance runs in the eighth. The pitch lined the other way by a Zokar foul. Up into the seats. And one of the, I kid you not, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 fans still sitting down the right field line can fight it over that ball. 1-2. Zokar takes down and away. 2-2. The brave souls who stayed until the very end here tonight at Coca-Cola Park, I salute you. Oh, you a beer. 2-2 pitch. As Zokar just gets a piece of it trickled to the backstop. Count remains 2-2. Lazar trying to wrap this up. It's always hard for somebody with a closer's mentality pitching non-save situation. Blowout game. The pitch. Check swing, cutter down and away, and a Zokar held up. Albeit barely. Get the Rocky music going. Get Lazar over the finish line here. Two outs, top of the ninth. Pigs by five, and the 3-2 to a Zokar. He checks his swing, appeal to first. Oh, he held off. The boisterous fan in the stands, I agree with you, he did go. But our opinions don't matter to Pete Talkington, no matter how clearly he can hear him right now. Zokar walks, and Billy McKinney, who's 3-for-4, but he's been thrown out at second base twice, once by Gabriel Rincones from right, and then Garrett Stubbs caught him stealing, end of the seventh. First pitch to the lefty, swings and misses, 0-1. The Mets had the tying run on base in both the 7th and the 8th. And the 6th. I've had a couple of bites of the apple here. It's come up empty each time. 0-1. And McKinney, a line shot right center field. Stevenson on the run, lays out. He caught it! Ball game, says Cal Stevenson, as he makes the diving catch to end it. The final score, it's the Iron Pig 7 and the Syracuse Mets 2, as Cal Stevenson, a diving catch in the right center field alley, steals extra bases and a couple of runs away from the Mets to wrap this one up with an exclamation point. We'll go ahead, take a break, come back with the Staybird Suites Allentown Bethlehem Airport postgame show next. Here on the Iron Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America. Fine, I got the space heater here.
Nice, there you go. Space heater's essential.
$1 and $1.qa.gov/safety. Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome in to the Staybridge Suites, Allentown Bethlehem Airport postgame show. Sam Jelinek with you as we get you some totals and a recap of this 7-2 Iron Pigs win over the Syracuse Mets, the Pigs' sixth consecutive win. And then Jack Heim will have you for the rest of your evening. So let's get you that aforementioned recap and then some totals. This ball game, it felt a little bit weird. Obviously, very cold. A lot of wind chill, a lot of wind. Trying to play through it, it's going to be tough. Pitching looked like he was going to dominate early. Kyle Tyler, Jordan Gieber, both two scoreless innings to begin. Mets got on the board in the top of the third. Jose Azuocar doubled. Billy McKinney singled him home. But that was kind of the start of essentially Kyle Tyler's night, where he had a lot of traffic on the bases, and he left it all on base after that. In the bottom of the third, Iron Pigs tied it up. Base loaded walk for Garrett Stubbs. And that was basically the start of the story for the Mets for the rest of the night, which was a lot of self-inflicted wounds. Couldn't get themselves out of some jams. Mets took the lead in the top of the fifth. John Singleton, a solo homer off of Kyle Tyler. Looked like he was on the hook for the loss. Instead, Otto Kemp answered back with his own homer, a two-run shot in the last of the fifth, putting the Pigs on top 3-2 for good. Pigs bullpen was able to pitch around some danger, stranding the tying run on base in the 6th, 7th, and 8th as the defense showed out. Double play in the 6th, caught stealing in the 7th, and then in the 8th, Joel Kuhnel left Joey Meneses at third base following a double. In the bottom of the 8th, the Pigs opened it up, scoring four times. They loaded the bases, then Rafael Lantigua, a fielder's choice up the middle that shortstop Donovan Walton threw away, allowed an extra run to score on top of the already one-run score on the play. And then Justin Crawford, the very next pitch, two-run single up the middle, made it 7-2. Top of the 9th, Max Lazar comes in, holds serve, closes it out. Cal Stevenson, a great diving play to end it, just for the cherry on top. Final line score in this one for the Iron Pigs. It's 7 runs on 6 hits, 1 error. They leave 10 on base. For the Mets, 2 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. They leave 9 on base. Winning pitcher tonight is Kyle Tyler. Much deserved for Kyle. 5 innings, 2 runs, 6 hits, 3 walks, 2 strikeouts for Kyle. 90 pitches, 55 strikes. Losing pitcher is Sean Reed Foley. Reed Foley, 1 inning, 2 runs, 1 hit, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. No save required. Joel Kuhnel, Brett DeGus, both did pick up holds for what it's worth. Max Lazar, a scoreless 9. Started at 6:47 tonight, finished 9:44. Time of game, 2 hours and 57 minutes in front of 4,252 paid attendance here on Tuesday night from Coca-Cola Park. With the win, the Pigs improved to 8-2 on the season. They've now won 6 in a row. They're now 3-1 here at Coca-Cola Park as well. The Mets, they fall to 3-6. They've lost back-to-back games. They're now 1-2 on the road as well. Now about wrapping up for everything we need to know about this game, so let's take a brief look ahead to tomorrow. Our reported probables, it'll be Alan Ronhell for the Pigs against Blade Tidwell for the Mets. Ronhell, no record, 4.15 ERA. Tidwell, 0-1 with a 5.40 ERA. First pitch, 6:45, pregame show, that'll hit you at 6:15. How about do it for my portion of the broadcast tonight? As always, big thanks from me to you for making us a part of your Tuesday night. Hopefully you took this ball game in much warmer temperatures than we did. Big thanks to Jack Heim back in the studio holding down the fort. I'll talk to you tomorrow when the Iron Pigs go for their 7th consecutive victory and hopefully a 2-0 series lead on the Syracuse Mets. So until then, your final score here tonight, the Iron Pig 7 and the Syracuse Mets 2. I've been Sam Jelinek. Jack Heim has you for the rest of your Staybridge Suites, Allentown Bethlehem Airport postgame show, which rolls along next here in the Iron Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America. If you are looking all right, good stuff, Jack.
You as well, Sam. I will talk to you tomorrow.
Are you back? You're back tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
Okay, awesome. I'll
talk to
you then.
Tomorrow, Sam.
See ya.
Have a great rest of your night.